we've got it covered on this show. Not to mention Courtney.
Didn't Wally Cox occupy the upper left on Hollywood Squares?
The old fat guy was the lower left.
With Charlie Weaver.
Yes, Wally Cox, right.
You are so circular here because Cliff Arquette, who played Charlie Weaver, is actually Courtney Cox Arquette's uncle. You've right. talked yourself into a marvelous box.
It's a box of Cox.
Hey, that's a new breakfast series.
Look at the amazing face.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
Contest over yet, Buzz, if that is your real name.
You can get it.
Yeah.
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. It's the best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, this is the spot, and let me say, ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
My man.
President-elect.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I had a really good talk with Bill today.
Yeah.
You know what he told me?
What?
He would, if he had the opportunity, he would trade places with Madonna.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Porno Handshake and all the ships at sea. Hey, come, diaper them. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast nationwide via Westwood One. Currently trading on the New York Stock Exchange at below $15 a share.
That is some hot stock.
That's our company, Westwood One. Don and Mike Show, nationally syndicated, don't you know? And it's a new episode. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
November 15. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. That phone number, especially important right now.
Welcome
right now.
To my world.
Or so.
Welcome to our world. Won't you come on in?
Or so. Because we're starting the trolling right now.
Miracles, I guess.
That's right. We've baited our hooks.
Don't make us pimp slap you, please. Ladies, call now.
Step into my heart.
We've thrown our bobbers into the lake.
Leave your cares behind.
We got the white wall tires on our cars, the big gangster hats.
Welcome.
And of course, it's your turn.
As always, our show is built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Yes, that's our lead story today.
Let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio and take our clothes off.
Yes.
Ooh. Must
do it. Strip trivia.
Every
values us as men, but we have to beg.
Yeah. You know, we've had varying degrees of beggingness on this show. Sometimes we get them all in 15 minutes, and other times we go for a whole show where we're just groveling by the end of the 4 hours.
It's the last strip trivia of the millennium.
Wow.
If you really believe that crap that the millennium didn't start last January, that it really doesn't start until this next January.
I'm going with that.
2001. Mm-hmm. It's the last strip trivia of the year. We're playing on Friday.
Good.
And the prize, I know you've heard it already. It's a great 5-day vacation to Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
Kennedy Space Center. Lunch with an astronaut.
You're going to actually dine with the astronauts, which is, that's worth the trip. And then, of course, you've got all feature attractions of Orlando.
You know, somebody from the promotions department said to me, why are you guys laughing at that? This is like one of the best prizes we've ever given away.
It's a phenomenal prize.
There's just something funny about saying,
it's funny,
have lunch with the astronaut.
Well, it's a funny thing.
And then go to the shuttle launch.
You know, our winner from Strip Trivia going down and lunching with the astronauts, and I'm sure. So how did you win? We'll come up, and the person will say, well, I was the winner on Strip Trivia.
So as always, ladies first on this show. We know that there's never a shortage of guys who want to come down and drop drawers and show us their franks and beans. So right now, just ladies we're looking for. If you want to aim, add prizes for the other positions, the runner-up positions, our phone number, 877-365-3636. We will stop the show with a bulletin whenever a girl calls to play the game.
A lovely girl.
Good. Okay, so please call now. Please don't make us beg. Please. I mean, our lives are already pathetic enough without having to spend the entire show today begging for a room full of girls for Friday.
Yeah, we have no pride, and we will beg if necessary, but we really don't like to be reduced to that.
Oh, no. So please, don't do that to us. Please,
don't
call.
Do this.
Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Well, there's a guy.
It's a guy.
Hey, Don, it's an important lead story.
What's the lead story?
Welcome back to Ocean City as of today.
Okay, well, please, let me stick to my script here that I've got.
Didn't you have the lead story?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you write the lead story for the show every day?
Our lead story today is strip trivia. Our second story is our return to Ocean City. But please, leave the driving to me. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Don.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And, that's within driving distance of our nation's capital. So I urge all of you who may be listening to our voices on 96 Rock to, come up to D.C. Stay a while.
All the lovelies. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
That is a crushed thing.
Don't know, some kind of gang code.
Yeah, I think so.
While we wait for the strip trivia calls, that guy, in fact, has blown our other big announcement today, and that is the fact that for the fifth time, we've changed stations in Ocean City, Maryland.
Is it only five?
It's only five. They went through and counted.
It seems like double that.
It's only five, but let's squeeze it out right now.
All right, here you go. I got some hot water.
Mm.
I haven't done this in a while. Oh, I haven't done this in a while. That's why I'm standing over here, because I know what happened. Yeah, see? I'm not getting close. I missed it. I'm over here.
Here we go. It's coming now, Mike. Here we go. I'm going to squeeze it out right now. You see?
Push harder.
Squeeze the new stations out. Actually, give birth.
There you go.
Birth.
Yeah, there. I see it.
Oh, no, you got it all over me, Al.
Yeah.
Look at the little bastard.
Yes, it is. Don and Mike affiliate station number 57, number 57. That is fantastic. And it's Ocean City, Maryland, my adopted hometown, and I live half the year there. And the station is 96 Rock.
96 Rock.
Oh, right, 95.9 FM.
Is Bad Billy Warner on this station?
I don't know. I think Bad Billy Warner may be out of Ocean City Radio.
Oh, that's sad.
That's not right. Hey, Rob, I know that now that we have all of our tapes, where are our Bad Billy Warner tapes?
For all the people in Ocean City who can really appreciate this disc jockey.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
I mean, we made a lot of hay on this disc jockey.
The worst disc jockey ever.
And yet great in his own right.
Yeah, he's great because he's so bad. Bad Billy Warner.
Hold on, let me start the other one.
Yeah, this is the one we like.
93.5 Beats, Del Barber's home of rock and roll on a Monday night Beats Jam, as we promise and deliver the silver lining to what might have been one of those definitive Mondays for you. Bad Billy Warner, Mike's side, let me...
Sounds like Bad Billy Warner is trying to go bye-bye.
This is Man Watchers Compliment Week. Write that down. And right under it, 800-234 9350. That's the beach line in the studio.
There's no worries.
Take advantage of Band Watchers compliment tweet.
This guy goes to a drive-thru window and he probably sounds like this.
I have a burger chili broiler, please.
A couple rock and roll historical moments. We'll tie in one with the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin later on tonight as your daily dose is coming up. Got Doobie Brother memories to rock back on and also some birthday stuff, which will tie in with the vintage Allman Brothers performance. That and plenty of beach-winning opportunities. Hang tight. We are just in the get-go steps of a Monday night rock and roll party.
Complete monster dinner.
How sad is that?
That we know that tape by heart, that guy's air check tape.
Oh, I'll never forget the first time we heard BBW.
Well, listen, this was maybe 10 years ago when we were still working the morning show on the other station. And I went to Ocean City one weekend and heard this guy. I came back and I said to Mike, I heard the worst disc jockey I've ever heard in my life. So we called this guy up on our morning show.
Yeah.
We played it straight with him. We said, hey, listen, I was in Ocean City. I heard you. You are a phenomenal talent.
Right.
You're the next big thing. We want to bring you to the point where I think it was the program director of the station. That's absolutely. Yep. Want to hire you. We want to send a limo to pick you up and have you come to D.C. and do an air shift on WAVA.
Right.
And it wasn't until the very end that the guy finally figured out that we didn't really want to hire him, that we just loved busting his balls.
But we certainly gave him exposure.
Yeah, oh, because we did.
We played his tapes for years.
We made him famous.
1095, Street on the Bay in Dewey Beach.
There's a draft party at the waterfront tonight from 9 until 1. 75-cent drafts and bucket a quarter sex on the beach shooters.
Monday.
You know, I don't know if it's the fake voice, and I mean, all DJs have fake voices, but his is so...
Right Raiders, down here.
Your Bad Belly Water.
That's a good fun to have tonight. It's a Bad Watchers compliment a week. Write it down.
It's a combination of the delivery and the bad material, but I mean...
I love to have guys like that stay on the radio. Oh, I wish they'd stay on the radio forever. Because, I mean, it's better than listening to some, you know, guy that's just doing what everybody else is doing.
And, you know, Ocean City is a real small market. As it turns out, on the five stations that we've been on in Ocean City, I think on the last three, every time we've gone to work at one of the stations, somehow Bad Billy Warner has ended up working at the same station.
Oh, that's great. And we've had him on the show. He knows the game. We've had him post knowledge that we were busting his chops, and he's been on also then, too. So.
75th Street on the Bay. BJ's.
And tonight at BJ's, it's no U-turn.
So awful.
So, for the very best.
No U-turn.
For you tonight.
Tonight at
9.
24
in the W. Join the fun at the Crab Barn.
This weekend, the sounds of the pros, and this Sunday from 4 till 8, it's WZBH's Josh Glendaniel.
You know what's funny also? It's all the garbage that they put on this particular station. I mean, lots of beach giveaways. Sex on the beach shooters tonight at Froggies.
Games, prizes, clowns, and pony rides. Believe in magic. First read.
Believe.
On the boards in Ocean City.
In magic.
Remember, believe in magic.
This place is and you will.
Rock and roll. And while you're at Believe in Magic, and you will, go to Believe in Magic. Make sure you mention the beach and get a bottle of suntan lotion for
Christ.
With the rest of your purchase. Into the new side of our rock and roll adventure tonight.
Rock and roll
into
adventure.
The great wide open. Here's Tom Petty. And the Heartbreakers.
Oh, God damn, he's awful.
Him.
He's awful. That, you know, that's what Ocean City's about. I love Ocean City, and it's great to be back in Ocean City again on 96 Rock. We'd like to officially say, eat me.
Yay!
To the Jagoffs, who run, and I remember this.
Okay. What was the other station we were on?
101 point something.
I see you have remembered it as well as I have.
Big.
What were the call letters?
Big FM. I don't know. It was 101.7.
Was that the one where, what's her name was the general manager?
No. Oh, no. That was 97.1.
Oh, okay. You just remember the calls, the number, the dial position.
97.1 was the classic rock station that switched formats to all jazz.
All right.
Okay, then the station after that was 101.5.
That was the last one we were on?
No, and 98.5.
Okay.
That's the station that got mad when we came down. We were going to do a Las Vegas-style show in Ocean City. They had some goddamn hurricane that was coming up the East Coast.
Yeah.
So they canceled the live show. So what we did was we had a Las Vegas-style show,
live on the radio.
Right,
right.
And because
I remember
this,
that.
This is one of these small market
radios. We actually went down there in the crappy weather and did the show down there.
And we had like 500 people show up. The station was like a lot of small-time radio stations. Actually, in a house.
Yeah, it was on a lot with a house with a deck.
Out on a highway. And the people who owned the station got pissed because people were getting drunk and jumping off the roof. And
didn't they catch heat from the owner of the restaurant?
Yeah, the
bar.
They
wanted us to be there because we didn't come back, and we kind of said we did our show.
Yeah, right. So they canceled us. Okay, so
they canceled us promptly.
That's three cancellations. Then the fourth station that picks us up, that is a piece of garbage AM that, Jesus, I swear I wouldn't wipe myself with.
And isn't this the old summertime shuffle where they
right.
kept us on
mm-hmm.
during the peak beach season, and then as soon as that's over, like right after Labor Day, they dumped us?
However, that station is off the air now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
uh-huh.
they've not just changed format. They went dark. I mean, you turn on that dial position, and there's nothing there now.
So it's the all dead air format that
yes,
they've gone to.
So this is officially our fifth radio station.
But this station, I remember, this station, correct me if I'm wrong, has been 96 Rock for a long time.
And it's just a sign of how they must be getting their asses kicked
yeah.
by every other station in town that they have finally decided
yeah.
that the only way to win is to pick up our show, and that's okay with us.
Sure. Hey, you know, though, I think that if I remember correctly.
A return to glory for 96 Rock.
This station, and now we're on a real station now. If I know this station has a van. I think this station has a van.
All right.
I think I remember seeing
a van down by the river in a van.
I think I've seen this station van on the streets of Ocean City. I think this is a well-known station.
I'm sure they have a van. I think most of our stations we broadcast have vans.
I disagree. I bet that last pig that we were on didn't
have
a van.
I'm in the stations that are broadcasting the show now today.
Oh, I'm talking specifically about Ocean City Station.
Oh, no. Okay, the last station we were on, not a chance they had a van.
And the one where we were on the deck? I don't think they had a van.
They had billboards for us, though.
Yeah, they did have billboards.
They did have billboards.
Does 96 Rock have billboards?
I don't know. But our job is to officially crap on 101.5 and 98.5.
We can do that.
Yeah, because now I remember. That's it.
Wasn't one of them called Wet?
Yeah. That was the last station we were on.
W-E-T-T?
Right.
Wet.
Them we're not really mad at.
Right.
It's the other guys, the 101.5 and the 98.5.
The guys with the deck we're mad at.
Yes.
They're the ones that really screwed us when we were doing gangbusters for them.
Yeah, they just up and canceled us. They were the prime example of a resort community picking up the show, making tons of money from April until the end of summer, and then when the tourist season quits, they just dumped us.
Yeah.
So F them. And frankly, you know, I spend a lot of time in Ocean City. I'm there virtually, not in football season, virtually every weekend. And I know a lot of people who live in Ocean City. And the guy who owns the stations that just fired us is neighbors with one of my best friends down there.
Oh, really?
So I know where you live.
All right. That's funny.
In his silver Mercedes.
Oh, good. You've been waiting to do this.
That has a some type of personalized tag that says something on it like radio guy.
Or
you know, a radio big man. It's one of those things. It's a personalized tag.
Well, maybe you'll be able to say hello when you're down there the next time.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. So welcome aboard 96 Rock. Listen, let me make a very important call. I know that my mother-in-law is out of commission today.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a medical procedure done, but I do think that my father-in-law is at home.
Hello?
Hey, Les.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, listen. Are you aware that today's the big day? We're back on Ocean
right,
City?
Right. I have it on.
He has it.
Way to go, Les.
Hey, Les.
Have it on.
Good for you, Les.
Great. Sounds great.
Sounds great. And easier to hear than the crappy AM, right?
No, this is FM, right?
Yes.
Absolutely loud and clear FM.
No, this is good.
How is Big Frida doing?
She's doing fine.
Good.
Fine. She should be home within the, within an hour or so.
Oh, she didn't even have to stay at the hospital. That's beautiful.
No, she's coming home.
All right.
Good news, Les.
All right.
Well, listen, I know that she's had this big medical procedure done today. I won't get into that, but when she gets home, just make sure she knows we're back on.
I'm sure she knows, and I will, as I say, I have it on now.
Gotcha. Thanks, Les.
All right.
Good talking to you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That's my father-in-law.
He's great.
How's he doing?
He's doing great.
Good.
He's a resilient son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was touch and go there for a while. I'm glad to see he's doing real well.
He was nearly dead. You remember that this past summer?
Right.
When they were loading him up into the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I mean, we thought he was O-U-T.
Right.
We loaded him into the ambulance. And he looked at me and he really said, you know what, what I'm thinking right now? And I thought I'm going to get some deep revelation from the man who was really my surrogate father.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, I've just realized I've had my last beer.
Good man.
Yeah.
He is a good guy.
You know, I should have gotten on. I just thought of this. I forgot to thank him. He was the first one to predict my child. Because remember when he was down and out.
Oh, that's right.
Someone you know is pregnant. And that,
and it was you.
That was, he was actually technically dead for a couple of minutes on the hospital table. And when he woke up, the first thing he said was, someone you know is going to have a baby.
And it turned out to be Rob.
Right. That really creeped me out when you told me that, because I hadn't told anyone yet.
Wow. Yeah,
that
was, Robe.
And he predicted it to be a daughter, right?
Yes, he did.
Well, we'll see how he does with that.
All right. Gotcha. So it's good to be back on at Ocean City. Listen, I know that we're captivating it all with our Bad Billy Warner tapes and our talks with the other stations, but frankly, where are the bitches?
Hey, do we have to beg? Do we really have to beg? This is really, you know, I know it's the time of year. I know that if we're doing this, like, in July, in the middle of the summer, we get a ton of people coming. Right. And I always know that this time of year, you know, pre-holiday is always a little difficult.
You know,
but I think we should change that this time.
Frankly, this is a little embarrassing. We've been on the air for 20 minutes. We announced the strip trivia thing. Now, we went past that for your listening pleasure. To advance the show.
Nice.
We have a strip trivia scheduled for Friday's show.
Yes, it's happening.
There is no strip trivia without you ladies calling us
right now.
Yeah, we're not doing the all-homo version.
Right.
We're not doing the all-male version.
Good.
And we've had strip trivias where I don't think we've ever turned women away, but we've had a dozen.
I think we might have to have a work stoppage until we get a call from a girl who wants to play the game.
That might be valid.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we may have to. And this is, I believe, the first time we've ever had a work stoppage.
For strip trivia.
Against our audience. Mm-hmm. We've had a work stoppage against our bosses before.
Right. Yeah, I mean, where are the ladies that normally, by this time, we have two or three?
Phone number 877-365-3636. We're giving away a freaking trip to Florida to watch the space shuttle and have lunch with the astronauts.
Not to mention all the other fantastic Orlando attractions.
So listen, this is an official work stoppage,
okay?
I'm sorry, 96 Rock, you picked a bad day to sign on with the show. Because you're going to have a work stoppage now until we get some calls.
We have to make a point.
Yeah. So this is the official work stoppage. We're going to stop being incredibly charming.
Mm-hmm.
And funny and captivating now.
What we're going to stop doing is entertaining people.
And it kills us.
It does, because we know how badly you're dying to be entertained.
You know what? We're entertaining now even when we're saying we're not entertaining.
This is true.
There's only one way to have the work stoppage.
To turn the microphones off.
And just leave buzzes on.
Right.
Work stoppage. Here we go. This is not a threat. This is a promise. Goodbye, everybody.
Don and Mike will be back, but only after they get a call from strip trivia contestants. And, you know, don't make them beg. They're begging you not to make them beg. The telephone lines are open, and Don and Mike are ready and willing and able to come back as soon as they get volunteers, contestants for strip trivia. They're on a work stoppage now, you see. And that kills them because they live to entertain. They love to entertain. They know you love to be entertained. And it's killing them that they can't entertain you right now. But they have to stop. It's a work stoppage as we wait for the first strip trivia contestant. Don and Mike's work stoppage continues as they continue to wait for the first strip trivia contestants. We're playing Friday. It's a great prize. The studio's nice and warm. Any woman who's ever played strip trivia here at the station before will tell you the studio is nice and warm, so you have nothing to fear in that regard. Just, you know, come down, take your clothes off, or win a great prize. In fact, they're usually, you know, consolation prizes for those who don't come in first. But you can't beat the prize of 5 days in Florida. It doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, Don and Mike are taking great delight in the fact that I'm here suffering. While they're on their work stoppage. But the work stoppage continues until we get our first strip trivia contestant, ladies only, as always. I wonder how long this could go on. I can't imagine it would go on too long. As Don and Mike said, we've always had plenty of ladies volunteer before. You know, here's a thought. Do it for me. Do it for me so I don't have to keep this charade going. You know, it's one thing to do a show if you have notes, if you've given it some thought, you know, but if somebody just says, hey, here's a show, and throws it in your lap, it's, you know, what do? Exactly. You have no notes, you have no plans, you have no preparation. You didn't even have time to think about it. So it's rough. So, you know, take that into consideration. And, you know, have some mercy. And have some fun. And maybe win a great trip to Florida. Maybe you know somebody who would like to win a great trip to Florida, and you could call them now and have them call us. Gosh, I wish I could remember that toll-free number right about now.
877-365-3636. And this has not been part of our work stoppage.
877-365-3636. I'm writing that down. 1-877-365-3636 to play Strip Trivia, the final edition of the year, the final edition of the millennium, for a 5-day trip in Florida. It doesn't get better than that.
We break into the work stoppage for a bulletin. Now back to the work stoppage. No sponsorships during work stoppage.
They live to entertain. They can't even hold back when they have that for you. The number is 1-877-365-3636 for Friday's edition of Strip Trivia. Your last chance of the year to play Strip Trivia, the nationally beloved game from the Don and Mike Show. And this time the prize is a trip to Florida for 5 days. Hey, you get to meet astronauts. You get to have lunch with astronauts. You get to tell the astronauts how you won the trip to Florida. And you get to watch a space shuttle go up. I know they do it all the time, but have you ever actually seen a space shuttle go up? Because if you haven't, you know, that would be probably a treat for you. You know, you could tell people about it. Perhaps your children or your grandchildren. You could tell them how you won the trip to Florida. By playing strip trivia on the Don and Mike Show. It's just like trivia, only if you got a question wrong, you have to take your clothes off.
Hey, Buzz, you know what? You're doing a yeoman's job.
Yeah, Buzz Burbank, I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Thank you very much.
You know what I think?
Yeah, we have somebody on hold, though.
Hold on. All right.
We have somebody on hold.
I'm just about to go to my
emergency work stoppage.
Is it like 100 degrees in here?
Listen, I just want to warn everybody. Buzz was way too entertaining.
Yeah.
If we don't get another call immediately after this one, mm-hmm. I'm calling Frida,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just leaving her on the air.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's see if that scares up some talent for this show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, what can we do for you?
I want to be a contestant on Friday.
For what?
For strip trivia.
Oh, you do.
Thank you.
Finally.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Oh, the dam has been broken.
That's all it takes.
How long did it take?
It seemed like an eternity.
Yes, it did.
It took too long.
No, not that. We've had longer work stoppages.
Yeah, we have.
Well,
congratulations. You're the first.
Thank you.
And what's your name?
Michelle,
where are you from?
Montgomery Village.
Michelle, how old are you?
28.
What do you do?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Okay, that's all right. A celebrity you think you most resemble?
You're not going to laugh.
I promise.
Okay. You know Emmy, she's a plus-size model.
That was Rob.
That was Rob in the background. I wasn't laughing.
I'm not as heavy as her. I have a face like her.
That was Rob.
But are you a big girl?
No, I'm not like huge. No.
Okay.
All right. You're Zoptic.
Listen, a girl's a girl.
That's right.
I'm like a size 14, 16.
So there's plenty to love.
Absolutely. Well, you're the first. You're in.
Jerks. I'm not coming down.
No,
you
honey.
Go back to your work, stop it.
Honey, no. Nobody's being a jerk here.
We're not being jerks
at
all.
Down.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Come on down. The truth
I
is...
I am your average-sized American female from what statistics say.
You're perfect. Right. Honey, come down.
Are you comfortable with your nudity?
I guess I will be.
Good for you.
Sure.
Beautiful. You know, you're a good sport. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being the only woman brave enough to call the play of the game. Thank you.
If I might be the only one there, does that mean I win?
Yeah, but we'll get enough.
Believe me, we always have a full compliment.
Oh, yeah.
It requires varying degrees of goosing our audience.
I'm going to get Frida on the air here in a second. I'm sure that will rattle some bones.
I would be a lot more comfortable if she was there.
Well, you won't be here for strip trivia.
I mean, I'm just going to get her on the phone now. Hold on a second. Thank you for being the first.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes.
Thank you. Love you. Love you long time.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
All right. Well, Buzz, as I was mentioning before,
we got our size 16
before she called in.
All right.
You were just, frankly, way too charming.
I'm sorry.
Your understated Wichita way was far too entertaining for our listening audience.
I began to try to entertain myself, and that's where it all went wrong.
No. We have to go to Def Punny 5.
Break the glass.
That's where we're going. Def Punny 5.
Oh, you know what? I bet she's in the car. Hold on.
Hope we can get her.
Oh, sure. She'll love this. She has to talk about whatever she wants, as long as she wants, uninterrupted. There's a good chance we'll end up with no ratings at the end of the day, but we'll prove our point.
And we'll have a full complement of people for strip trivia. At least women.
Hello?
Honey.
Hi.
Grand news. What are you doing?
Well, I'm coming outside. It's hard to hear. I'm in Bart's school building.
Okay, I have great news for you.
Well, wait a minute. I'm stepping outside now. Okay, what?
Okay, great news.
Yeah.
Me and Mike are having a work stoppage. Because no girls are calling for strip trivia. And
yeah,
we let...
that is good news.
No. No, listen, it's good news for you. The bad news is that we turned it over to Buzz, except, you know, in his own charming Letterman-esque way.
He was too entertaining.
So what I want to do now is have a work stoppage with me and Mike and Buzz, and I'm just going to turn the show over to you until some more women call for strip trivia. And you'll be speaking by yourself, uninterrupted.
But my cell's not good. I've got a lot to say.
I know, but listen.
Just stand still wherever you are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And honey, I'll let you know as soon as your work stoppage achieves the goal of a second female contestant. But for now, again, we're officially on strike. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, damn I love her, here's Frida.
All right, I think that this might be a long career for me because I don't know how entertaining I'll be, but I don't think you should call in for strip trivia. I think that people will think poorly of you. I think you have to think of the repercussions to your family.
Honey,
and
we have someone.
Honey,
we have someone.
I'm sorry, it's already worse. And damn you with that strategy of yours.
Oh, that was truly evil.
No.
That topic.
I'm sorry. There's no need for your help. Thank you, though. Love
right.
You.
Goodbye, my boo-boo.
Love you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. See, that was fast.
That was fast.
You get results with Frida.
Absolutely.
What's your name? Hello?
My name is Paige.
Paige, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
Paige, how old are ye?
23.
And you're calling for?
Oh, I've been conned into strip trivia.
Conned into it.
How have you been conned into this?
I don't know what's going on. I was told to call, and I did, and here I am.
Well, who told you to call?
A guy that I work with.
So a friend of yours wants you to... You don't know what strip trivia is?
I was told a little bit about it. Can you give me 1 second?
Oh, you know, technically, I think we're going to have to continue the work stoppage.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, she's not calling of her own volition.
Well, actually, I was warned about it in the first place.
All right, so you're making it sound a little bit like your arms were twisted when you're calling of your own free will?
I am very much.
All right, how old are you, Paige?
I'm 23.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was a flight attendant for a long time. I looked like Mary anyway.
You were a waitress on an airplane. Beautiful.
Fantastic.
A sky waitress, that's right.
Love it. Yeah, sky waitress.
That's
okay,
terrific.
Great. Well, listen, Paige, we will see you on Friday.
Okay.
For strip trivia.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Let's just write her name in pencil, though.
Yeah, get the eraser ready, too.
Something tells me Paige may not be 100% in on this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Do you still need a contestant for Friday?
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yes. It begins.
You know we do. Yes, always. Never enough.
Good to hear.
What is your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, where are you from?
Arlington.
Arlington?
Yes.
Lisa, what do you do for a living?
I work for a consulting firm.
Beautiful. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble, honey?
I really don't know. I've been I've been told Kim Basinger, but I don't think.
You don't think what?
I don't think so.
You've been told Kim back?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Well, who do you think you look like?
I really have no idea. Honestly, I don't. Okay. I don't think anyone famous.
Hmm. Are you excited about playing strip trivia?
I'm very excited. Yeah. I've been waiting for it.
Are you hot?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you cute?
I think so.
Could you make a man's Twinkie stinky?
It happens.
Beautiful. You're in your girl number three.
Oh, great.
Hold on just a moment, please.
Okay.
Now, that's the winning spirit we like from our contestants.
Yes.
Okay? You know, God bless her. She had the right attitude.
She did indeed. She came right around when we said, are you excited? She said, oh, yes, definitely. I've always wanted to play.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. This is Jennifer. I'm calling to play strip trivia.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you, ladies. I'm a personal friend of Charles Broyhill.
Oh, there you go. All the better.
Then we know she's got to be hot.
He was rubbing my feet once.
Mm. Oh, my God. Did he pick you up off the telephone?
He saw my name, and then he called me back personally.
There you go. That's Charlie Broyhill.
And I was like, that is Don in Mike's service.
Are you, this is the most important question. Are you over 21?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Actually, Friday is my birthday, and I will be 23.
23.
Good. Excellent.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a bartender here in Fairfax, Virginia, and I work at a technical recruiting company.
Very beautiful. Good. And who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, I said Colleen from Survivor, but you don't like her anymore, and Charles said I'm hotter than Colleen.
Hmm. Excellent. You know, we don't like Colleen just because she stiffed us.
What's that about?
I don't know.
What she was missing.
Doesn't mean we don't think she's cute.
Okay,
you're in. Hold on, please.
Okay.
See you Friday.
All right.
Well, Sounds like a fire plug.
But now that's more like the response we're used to on Street Trivia.
Exactly. That's the way it should work.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get a little work stoppage going.
Yeah, people get motivated.
Get a little buzz. Get a little Frida in there.
Absolutely.
Get a little buzz. Hello, Donna, my show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shelley.
Shelley.
Shelley, what are you calling for?
I'm going to play Strip Trivia.
Hey!
Yeah.
Floodgates are open. All right, the beautiful ladies. Thank you, beautiful ladies. Thank you for not embarrassing us on our first day back in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes, they haven't let us down.
For goodness sake. Shelley, where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
30. Is that too old?
No.
Never too old.
Of course not. No.
Okay.
Celeb you think you most resemble, Shelley?
I have been called Kelly McGillis.
Oh.
Top Gun, do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Very hot.
Top Gun, yeah, beautiful. We'll see you Friday. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on. One of our Time Life operators will give you the information, and maybe Charles Broyhill will rub your feet.
Hey, Charlie rubbed my feet one time.
Top Gun.
That's Top Gun.
How many is that, Buzzy? Were you counting? Is that five?
Well, it's three in ink and one in pencil, I think.
All right, well, that's not bad for the first break.
That's very, very good.
The Sanders are not playing the game until Friday. That's good. Thank you.
And the phone lines are still open, ladies.
Yes, thank you for your support. We will continue to pimp this out during today's show.
We're looking for 30, 40 women to play strip.
But, you know, ideally, you know, between 8 and 10 is the best number to have.
Absolutely, with a couple of alternates.
When we play strip trivia. So if you want to play, you know.
Rob's right, 4 alternates.
Let me just troll through these lines real fast. Maybe there's no more girls left. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yes. Are you still open for the strip trivia?
Listen to every line.
Yes, we are. Hold on, please. Hold on. I'll be right back with you. Hold on. Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Speak to us.
I'm calling about the strip trivia.
Yes. Hold on, darling. Hold on. I'll be right back with you. I promise. Don't move. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello.
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi. I wanted to see if I could get on for the sexual trivia.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Hold on, I'll be right back with you, honey. Hold on, please.
Yes, we're looking forward to our big edition of sexual trivia.
All right, listen, here's the first girl who called. What's your name?
Emily,
where are you from?
Manassas, out
Manassas. Great. What do you do, Emily?
I work for Jungle Paging, I model.
Uh-huh, celeb you think you most resemble?
Phoebe from Friends or...
Oh, that... They don't need to say an or after Phoebe.
Hold on, please. One of our Time Life operators will try to rub your feet and get your information in just a moment.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
All right.
Okay. Now, I think Lisa's talking to the second girl who I just picked up. Let's go to the third girl. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Kelly.
Hey, hot stuff. Where are you from?
I'm from Fredericksburg.
How you doing today, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Good.
See, I can pull that move off.
The honey.
I can't do it without cracking up.
How you doing, honey? What's the celeb you? Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
My girlfriend told me I look like Courtney Love.
Ah, Courtney Love. All right, we'll take a bath then before you come down.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's a dirty birdie, but I'm sure you're very clean. We'd love to have you play Friday.
Oh, great.
Can you hold on just a second, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, there's a power of a work stoppage right there.
It's incredible how much now the floodgates are open.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Play some candy. Play candy corn.
Oh, come on down here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to be on Striptivia.
Oh, now you got it out, you.
This is a guy. You're not even good. Come on, talk in your real voice.
He's gone.
Oh, he hung up.
Hung up. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'd like to play.
Oh, no. Okay. Not an original idea.
All right, we've
My name is Robin.
All right, we've tapped the bottom of the barrel here, apparently. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Jen. I wanted to be on the trivia show.
Ah, strip trivia.
Yes.
The sexual trivia?
Yes, that one.
Jen, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
How old are you?
24.
You know we're playing Friday, right?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, actually, I'm not sure, but I've been in before. I didn't win anything, though. Okay. Buzz rated me an 8.
Really?
Buzz rated you an 8. Why?
No. Were we just rating you, or?
For Survivor.
For Survivor. Oh, you mean the Tom Gavin Survivor show?
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. Okay. All right.
Good enough. So, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I have no clue. I've been trying to think.
Well, if Buzz gave you an 8, we'll take you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic.
Buzz, what are you doing just rating women? How did it come up that Buzz rated you?
I don't remember this, but if I gave her an 8, it was from the heart.
Yeah.
If Buzz, the camera was frozen and wouldn't work.
If Buzz doled out an 8, I think it's going to be just fine.
And when Buzz gives a woman an 8,
mm-hmm.
it's A-T-E.
Excellent.
It's not E-I-G-H-C, it's A-T-E.
I ate a sandwich.
Okay. Listen, you're in. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Well, that was just an incredible little windfall there.
Jesus Christ. And here we were, you know, thinking that we're going to have to go the whole show on our knees.
That's right.
Hat in hand. God damn, the floodgates, they are open.
Thanks for calling, honey. Knew it would happen.
Thanks to all the honeys for calling.
All the hee-haw honeys.
All you sweet things. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Those damn Rappaport Davidsons, they must all go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah,
want to
get on Strip Trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
I can't believe that just 20 minutes ago we had to have a work stoppage.
Look what the work stoppage did, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally it would take about an hour or so. And now look at this.
What is your name, please?
Donna Daly.
Donna, where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
How old are you, honey?
I'll be 32 in a couple of weeks.
Are you a smoker, sweetheart?
Pardon?
Are you a smoker?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Okay.
I like to test it. I'll bring that out as
you're good with that, Mike. Yeah, that's your talent.
Very good.
That's your gift from God.
I like my sexy voice. What's up?
No, I like your voice. I just identify smokers on the phone. It's one of the things I like to do. Menthols, right? Menthol?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All right.
And who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe pretty pathetic, but maybe Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. We always get at least one Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, now we got to have bookends.
Hold on, honey. We'd love to have you play.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Because that's the whole point of strip trivia is that they're real women that come down and play.
Yeah, and now what I'm doing is picturing Rosie O'Donnell with a Salem in her hand.
Wow.
Naked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it's Amanda. I'd be on a strip trivia.
Oh, come on, get out of here, Amanda. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to try out for the Don and Mike sex trivia.
No, that's enough. The guys can never call on the first day anyway.
Yeah, and when the guys begin to infiltrate, we know that we've,
That's it.
But there's still room.
Yes, there is, and we will continue throughout this show today. We will continue to pimp this hard.
Very good.
To give you the best possible strip trivia Friday, but thank you, ladies. Thank you all for stepping up early on the first break today.
Thank you. All shapes, all sizes, all welcome.
Great. Thank you. We really do appreciate it. And Buzz, thank you for your help.
You bet.
And Frida, thank you for your help. Phone number 877-365-3636. Good prize today. Everybody gets the brand new Mission Impossible 2 DVD.
Wonderful prize.
That is out today. So if you want that, be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks have something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on.
Watch it, asshole.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, here we go with the call 100. Right, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, caller 100?
Yeah, what's your name, please?
Jeff.
Who?
Jeff,
hi. Where are you calling from, Jeff?
Rochester, New York.
WHTK, that's our radio station here, Rochester.
That's correct.
And you've won the Mission Impossible 2 prize back, including the collector's edition DVD copy of Mission Impossible 2.
Fantastic.
Good prize. Now available at Blockbuster. Blockbuster,
buddy all,
bringing entertainment home. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
I liked it. I liked it. I liked it better than the first one. It's not as confusing, except too much of Tom Cruise pulling off the rubber face.
Mm. No John Voight, though. He died in the first one, right?
Right, no John Voight, but Ving Rhames is in it. It's very good. Hey, you know, go to Blockbuster, run it. It's a decent movie.
Very good.
We got a letter today. I take it back. We got a letter yesterday. I'm going to try to call this guy. Guy sent us a very extensive resume and a cover letter that says, to the Don and Mike Show,
mm-hmm.
R.E., job opening for show producer.
Wow.
Now, even though we certainly do laugh about the misfortune of our caveman-like producer, Charles Broyhill.
Yes.
We have no plans to replace him at this time.
And it is my understanding that he does, even though he never indicates it, he does enjoy his job.
Yeah.
And so he's made no noise about leaving.
Yeah, and he's actually, you know, nobody tell him I said this, he's actually adequate at his job.
Very good.
So
you with the compliment.
We get this letter that says, I'm currently a sales representative for, and he gives the company, my previous experience, I've worked for numerous sports franchises, including the Charlotte Hornets and the Carolina Panthers. I also work at Fox Sports. I work, this is where the guy's resume falls apart. He's got all of these great resume items like Charlotte Hornets,
right.
Videotaped and logged all their practices.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, hold on. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I know we said we'd do this, and we've got...
Hold on. Warning.
Breaking again.
Warning, Will Robinson. Danger, danger.
Break into the Strip Trivia Bulletin. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Angel.
Hey, baby.
Yes.
Angel.
I want to play Strip Trivia.
Yes, thank you, Angel.
Fantastic.
I've never played before. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Are you a dark angel?
Actually, no. I'm white meat.
You know, we don't have any sisters in this country.
No, you know what? I love that show, Dark Angel.
Yeah.
I watched that show last night. The choice was that or Crummy Frasier or Crummy Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Or the E! True Hollywood Story with Linda Lovelace.
You should have called me.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
I would have wanted to see that. I did log a couple. Hold on, let me get to Angel here. Angel, where are you from?
I am from Sterling, Virginia.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, I've been told Sandra Bullock, but also I was told a lot the woman who played Kate Malley. What was her name?
Not Jane Kirk, Susan.
No.
Susan St. James?
That's her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Mrs. McMillan.
Right. Hold on a sec.
Right.
Hold
okay.
on. We'd love to have you play.
Not bad.
Right.
Hold on a sec.
Very good.
All right. Oh, hold on. She's gone off again.
It's happening again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Alexis.
Alexis, where are you from?
I'm from Fenwick Island, Delaware.
And now here you go. Here's someone who's listening to us on our brand new radio.
96 Rock.
Now, Alexis, do you want to make the 3-hour drive down on Friday?
I would love to.
Now, wouldn't that be fantastic if Alexis happened to win and she's the first call we've had from 96 Rock?
Wonderful.
Alexis, yes. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Meg Ryan.
Oh.
Even though she effed over Dennis Quaid, I do love Meg Ryan.
Yes.
I truly do. Damn, she's cute. And yes. You're in. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Where'd you say you were from? Fenwick Island? Hello?
Well, I guess it wasn't important.
No, don't worry about it. She's playing.
Hold on. Please.
She's driving a long distance and she's playing.
She sure is.
Yeah.
And we haven't had to have a work stoppage. And
no.
That's a whole bunch of girls.
I think we got at least eight now.
Hey, Lisa, when you get a chance, run in a list of the girls. And we'll try to figure out, oh, Braille just told me in the headphones he's trying to get caught up. And then we'll figure out who we think is really going to play.
Very good.
You know, who the pretenders are and who the contenders are.
That's why we always like to have a large number.
So anyway, listen, oh, Dark Angel, before I get back to this producer thing. We were watching TV last night, and Frieda said, let's watch Frasier. So we turned on Frasier for a second, and it was a real dumb one. I mean, if they're going to make Frasier work this year, it's got to just be about his queer brother and the maid, okay? That's all you want to see on Frasier. You really you don't care anymore about the dad.
They'll be working that in the NBC promos real soon. Tonight on Frasier, it's another episode featuring that queer brother and the maid.
Well,
that old man.
That's
a sour old man. And that dog.
That's the storyline that attracts people to Frasier. And last night it was that the station was purchased by one of these new dot-com millionaires.
Right.
And so Frasier was kissing his ass. So I said to Frieda, oh, let's turn this off. And then we flip over to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And really, the dumbest group of celebrities. Now, I know we've talked about how...
You didn't like Kermit the Frog?
The celebrities that they have are not on the same level that they were last year.
Your man was there, though.
Which man?
Al Baldwin.
Yeah. I am God.
I don't know. I didn't stay with him long enough to see whether he got into the hot seat.
I think he was the first on Sunday night. I think he was the first to get in and win.
Did you see Drew Carey screwing with Regis, though?
No.
Oh, it was great. Drew Carey would say the answer before they could even put up any of the answers. Like, what do you use for a pet? What stone do you use for a pedicure? And Drew Carey went, pumice! And they show a shot of Regis going, hey, come on. All right, put him up there. And then they put him in one of the stones as pumice, and Drew Carey goes, oh, let me see. Someone told me one time, is it pumice? And Regis was visibly upset.
Good. The one part I saw with Regis, here's the Regis boner of the night. He's reading a question, I think, to John Lovitz. I'm not sure who's reading it to. And it's really John Lovitz. Is as dumb as a box of rocks.
Was he funny, though?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't funny. And one of his questions was, the soft drink Sprite is made with lemon and this. And the choices were like garlic, lime, aspic, orange.
But Lovitz was going, let me see. I'm not sure.
No. He wasn't doing it as a goof.
Really?
He just sat there. And he said, I don't know. And Regis said, have you ever had a Sprite? And then finally, Kermit the Frog had to say to him, you know,
hey, John, what color am I?
And then he said, oh, the answer is lime. And
I mean, oh, yeah, they help each other.
I'm making it funnier than it was. That part was not funny. But what was funny is when Regis asked one of these celebrities, name the TV talk show host who played Betty Rubel in the movie The Flintstones.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, Betty Rubel. Okay, her name is Betty Rubble.
See, I mean, it's just, Regis, even that, it's
such a thief.
He's a total thief.
He's such a thief. So we watched that for a couple of seconds, and we said, we can't stand this. So then I ended up just going into my cave, because Frieda wanted to watch Frasier, and I watched Dark Angel, and every time I've watched Dark Angel, I love it.
Is Dark Angel's doing very well in the ratings?
It is, as a matter of fact. Very popular show, and she is beautiful, isn't she?
She is. She's hot, and it's got, like, Matrix-like effects where she, like, flips her motorcycle over people and does the jujitsu karate chops on them.
Doesn't she, like make love to a guy and then break his neck?
Well, she's tough.
So, I mean, then she gets, oh, hold on. Excuse me, boys. Excuse me. Sorry. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello,
who's this?
Rhiannon.
Hey, Rhiannon, were you named after the Fleetwood Mac song?
No, but it's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song.
Rhiannon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Now, Rob, why do you disapprove of that name? Why are you shaking your head back
there? I'd rather the child would be named, what, Gypsy?
What is
or perhaps say, how about Say You Love Me?
So. Rob wants the kid to be named Tusk.
Tusk. No, I just think it's a fine name, but I think it might be a made-up name.
You think so?
Oh, very good.
Well, who cares?
Well, that's all right.
Rhiannon, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Honey, what do you do?
I'm in IT field.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Apparently Sky
from the soap opera All My Children.
One Life to Live, you mean? Oh, you're redhead?
One Life to Live, whatever. Somebody's told me that many times.
Oh, that's terrific, honey. Are you redhead?
Auburn.
You just can't pull it off.
I've never been as smooth as you.
We'd love to have you play. Can you hold on, Rhiannon?
Sure.
Or whatever the hell your name is.
I think
your real name.
Thank you.
Hold on. Thank you. Hold on, please.
You got to be sincere when you got honey, cupcake, whatever it is.
And I mean it. From my picker.
No. That's right, honey.
Well, you know, I do that in real life. I call Frida honey and baby all the time. I really do.
Oh, baby.
I mean, I know it's like my Stedman thing, you know. Oh, baby. Oh, bro, come on out of the bathroom.
Yeah, I know you do that to your wife. You've baby. Only recently been doing it on the show, and it amuses me every time
it's
I hear it.
It's the real me, though.
It makes me laugh every time I hear it. It's just funny.
Baby.
Hello, honey.
Oprah.
Oh, sweet thing.
Please. Oprah, please. Come out of the bathroom now. I know you're upset about the ratings, Oprah, but please come out. This is Stedman Graham. Your boyfriend. Oh, baby.
Baby, honey.
Oh, baby.
Hey, baby.
Come on out, baby. I'm going to wipe your tears with $100 bills.
What else are you going to wipe, Stedman?
Wipe your big stinky ass from your sick poop.
Oh, honey.
Come on out, Oprah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Mike, it's happening again.
It's all the sweet talking we're doing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Christina.
Ah, Christina.
Oh, Christina, how you doing, honey?
I'm okay. I'd like to play.
I wanted to see that. She didn't get fazed by that.
No.
The last two women stopped dead in their tracks when I said.
Christina, where are you from?
I am from Woodbridge.
What do you do?
Actually, I am a bartender.
Love that. A celeb you think you most resemble, Christina?
You might not know her. Babyface's wife. I'm half black and half Spanish.
Ooh. And Rob, what would that make her? Half black and half Spanish. Rob is the race expert on this show.
I don't know, because Mulatto would be half black and half white, so I don't know what she is. I bet you she's damn pretty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Blanish?
What?
Blanish?
Blanish. Half black and half Spanish.
All right, we need a little ethnicity on the show.
Yeah, we'd love you to play.
Do you need any judges?
Because this is actually Tina Richards.
You did it again.
F you.
Oh, that sucks to do that during strip trivia.
F you.
Sorry, I had to do it. And sorry for tricking you, Rob.
Not only did you get us, but obviously you got, who screened you? Was it Lisa?
It was Lisa and Rob, I think, pretty much.
No, Lisa and Charlie both fell for it.
Oh, yeah, Charlie called me back, actually.
Hey, Chris, that sucks.
I'm sorry, man.
That's so cruel, but it is funny.
Good job.
You're a bastard.
It had to be done. I was sitting in traffic, man. Sorry.
All right,
all right, guys, have a good one.
Say goodbye as a girl.
Goodbye, babe.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
He's the best.
The best vocal female impersonator in the world.
Oh, he's a son of a bitch.
So I guess you want that guy to take my job. Here is the list. I don't think we need any more.
You got 11 already?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, 11 already. And you think that these 11 girls, you think they're going to show up? Have you talked to them?
Well, I know two definitely who will.
Have you discussed rubbing their feet with any of them?
No, just number five.
Just number five. Number five, a hottie there, Charlie?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Sarah says she looks like Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Cheryl, Valerie Bertinelli.
Ooh.
Michelle, Emmy, the plus size model.
Yeah!
Paige, Brooke Shields.
Hello.
Jennifer, Colleen from Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, she's hot. Buzz gave her an 8.
Right.
Angel, Sandra Bullock, Donna, Rosie O'Donnell,
uh-huh.
Alexis, Meg Ryan, Tina, Nev Campbell, Rhiannon, Sky from One Life to Live.
Fantastic.
Very good. And you know,
Tina isn't Chris, is it?
No. You know, I think we got time for one more.
Very good. Always good to have a few alternates.
You know, we certainly did enough bitching about it in the first break that now listen.
It's very difficult to turn women away after all the moaning that we were doing.
No, we can't. Never turn a woman away. Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, baby. What's your name?
My name is Jane.
Jane, where are you from?
I'm from Gainesville.
No plain Jane, that's for sure. Jane, what do you do for a living?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm an entertainer of sorts.
Are you an adult entertainer?
No. I perform air shows.
You're a pilot?
Yes.
You mean you fly stunt planes?
Yep.
Oh, that is so cool. Excellent. How old are you?
33.
Like that. And who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
My husband says Suzanne Summers.
Fantastic.
Suzanne Summers, you're in.
And a stunt
all
pilot.
Right.
That's great. I bet you're motivated to go down to NASA, aren't you?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, there's a lady who wants to come down and take her clothes off with a chance of dining with the astronauts.
Hold on there, Jane.
All right.
Stop this crazy thing. That makes 12.
That's very good.
That makes 12 girls.
That's great. Well, that's good.
You know, our lines will remain open throughout the show.
Of course. I think that's fair.
Alternates and all.
There's always a little attrition. Mm-hmm.
But we do want to thank all the 12 women who have called, and thank you for not making us pimp slap you. Thank you. You're wonderful like that.
Very good.
You know, when I was up in the office today, you mentioned Drew Carey on the Regis show.
Right.
I saw the promo for tonight's Drew Carey, and I'm sad to say that the Drew Carey show, while I've never watched it because I don't think it's that funny, but I think it's officially gone over the edge now.
What's it doing now?
Because tonight they're having, and this is exactly how they promoted it, a very special Drew Carey. When you're going to see the Drew you've never seen before.
Oh, really?
And the setup is...
He banged Mimi?
That, no, you know the... His girlfriend on the show?
Yeah, the one that was like a friend and then became a girlfriend.
Right, well, yeah, he knocked her up.
Oh.
And they're in bed together. And first off, he doesn't have the glasses on.
That's,
you know, that's not nice to look at.
Keep the glasses on at all times.
And he's wearing like Beaver Cleaver PJs.
And if he has to go to sleep, just draw the glasses on.
And she's got just a regular PJ top on. And the clip is her saying, "But Drew, I don't know if I want the baby." And he says, "Well, I thought you'd always wanted kids." And then they come on and they go, "It's Drew Carey, like you've never seen him before."
Oh, no,
tonight, on a very special Drew Carey show.
Up until a year ago, I mean, this is the guy that was asexual on that show.
Right. I used to like and watch the show. They did their live episode, last week, I think. Horrible.
Could not suck enough. The worst thing I've ever seen on television.
Well, you know that the show's bad when it resorts to resolving its problems with gimmicks. That they do the live in three time zone show.
Right, right.
Then they do the singing and dancing show. Mm-hmm. Then they do the win $10,000 by counting all the mistakes we do in this show.
Right, that's ridiculous.
And now they're doing the very special Drew Carey show tonight.
I mean, certain sitcoms have legs. That show does not, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hey, but he's got Whose Line Is It Anyway?
And you know, I don't know why that show,
but the British version of that show made me laugh. Every time I watched it, the Drew Carey version just doesn't do it for me.
You know why, and I've said this before, why the Drew Carey version cannot be taken seriously. Those comedians and the situations they're given, they do 3 hours worth of material.
Right.
And they edit it down to the best 20 minutes. So what you're not seeing, and I understand that the British version they run on Comedy Central.
Right.
It's done real time.
And I love the host on it.
If those guys on that show aren't funny...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you just got a segment that's not funny.
And I like that. I like the danger element of that. That's what improv is all about. I mean, it's like working without a net.
But on the American version, they do 3 hours worth of those dumb bits.
Right.
And then they come up with, like, the best 20 minutes, and that's what they package together for you.
And it seems to be watered down. I've always felt that way. ABC's just signed that show for a couple more years, mainly in anticipation of a possible upcoming actors' strike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But networks are starting to stock up on shows that can get them through an actor strike.
I thought the SAG strike was over.
That was for commercials. Now all the real actors are talking about going on strike in the spring.
Are you
going
to honor the strike, Don?
Absolutely not. I want to say something. What union? Would it still be SAG?
Yeah, I think so. And
Christ, they just paid $2,000 to join the friggin' union. No, absolutely not. They've done nothing for me. I would do it anywhere. Did you read the article in the Post today about the Regis show?
Yes, I did, and I was thinking of you when I was reading it because it sounds to me like... Do you think that there's an outside... I was thinking about our bet, primarily, thinking that maybe there's a chance that they'd pull the trigger, but I still think it's making money for them, and that's the bottom line.
I think you're going to be safe, but the bet was... I bet you a long time ago, the off the air by this January, in its regular time slot.
You know, I really think... I hesitate to always give you credit, but I will give you credit here, because when you said that, that was not in the middle of the run, that was not at the, at the end of the popular... You had said that at the very beginning, when Regis was just starting to be the hottest guy on television. You said, this show's not going to last. And I didn't hear a lot of other people say that.
And now they've got people who are saying that the show is the average viewing age The average viewer now is 55,
right,
as compared, well, you can relate to that, Buzz, as compared to 44 a year ago. Not only is it the show that's going down the crapper, but because the ratings are going down the crapper, the ABC Disney stock is going down.
Yeah, I mean, Disney stock is at a horrible low, I think.
And then here's the first person I've actually seen quoted besides myself. Stacy Lynn Conner of TN Media, a New York ad buying firm, observes the show is still doing big numbers, winning its time period, but there's a concern that it's going to age even more. She offers a stunning prediction. ABC will kick Millionaire off its regular schedule, though she expects it to live on in syndication, like Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune.
So if they kick it off its regular schedule sometime in the next couple of months...
Yeah, but I don't think...
It's got to be the first of the year, right?
I think it's safe through the end of the year.
That'll be kind of bittersweet for you. I mean, for me, actually, if they kick it off like a week afterwards,
well,
you know. And
a bet is a bet is a bet.
But I'm looking forward to having you lunch with... I don't think you've ever broken bread with Dennis Murphy.
No, I'm not. And we've sat at the power table at the Palm. That's where it has to happen. Tommy's main table. Dinner.
Very good. In the meantime, the show still makes the top 10, and ABC's very happy about the lead-in that it gives some of their other shows.
Yeah, but I was looking today. They printed all the TV ratings in the newspaper today.
Right.
And I see here that... let me see, like, on Thursday night, it gets beat by Will and Grace,
yes,
a show I still don't get.
Man, I don't understand how that show could win all the Emmys. Do you like Will and Grace?
Off and on, but, you know,
it has a good episode and then a bad episode?
Yeah,
is that
very much so. I can understand why somebody wouldn't like the show.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday night, why wouldn't Millionaire win its time slot? It's on against the Bette Midler Show and that awful soap opera, Titans.
Bette, though, is a tour de force. When Bette Midler's on screen, I'm laughing.
Thank you, Larry King. If Bette Midler's on the screen,
I can't control myself. I'm having another heart attack.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
A friend of mine went to the screening or to the taping of that Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
And he said it was ridiculous. He said he had to sit there. You know the part where they get in the line and they take turns walking forward to say something funny sometimes with the music in the background?
Right, I've seen that.
Yeah, sometimes we in the audience, they said that the comedians would take 20 minutes just bouncing up and down until they thought of something to come forward.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, my friend.
That must be... I can't imagine how horrible that would be for a live audience, because, I mean, you're going to an improv show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Greetings, Radio Gods. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Great. Hey, just to call in defense of the Drew Carey show, I really don't think there's anything else that's out there. He writes it, he produces it, he directs it, and I realize it may not work for Buzz, but there's nothing else in that slot that does as well as that.
It's I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the ratings right now, and I'm telling you that
right now
it gets beat by The West Wing. So don't say there's nothing else in the time slot that does better. It gets its ass kicked by The West Wing.
Yeah, The West Wing is a great show. I mean, and it's at the very beginning when you have a show like The West Wing. This is when you want to enjoy it, right?
But you're talking about two different kinds of shows. You're not talking comedy versus comedy.
No, come on. No. It's who wins the time slot.
Talking about ratings winner versus ratings loser.
No, and it wasn't only Buzz. I said it, too. The Drew Carey show's never done it for
me. I disagree with both Buzz and Don and said that I am big fan.
Do you think maybe, Don, it's on a downward trend or a spiral? Are you saying that
I've never gotten it.
Achieved top performance?
I've never thought it was a funny show.
I've always thought that the show lacked great energy and great wit.
So in a lot of ways, you're knocking the writing.
No, I'm knocking...
When you talk about wit and you talk about quality, it always goes back to writing.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No, thank you.
Remember?
Goodbye. No, I think some sitcoms can have pure star power and don't... I think a show like The West Wing, you take the writing out of that show, you've got a total disaster.
Oh, but look at the old Spin City. That show was never funny, but people watched it because they liked Michael J. Fox.
Absolutely right.
That's the case where people watched it because it had true star appeal. And I see here in the ratings that Spin City gets a rating nearly now as good as Drew Carey, even with old effed up Charlie Sheen.
You know, we all agree, though, that writing, especially in comedies, definitely is more often than not the driving force. All you have to do is look at that new Kramer show and see how sucky that is and realize it's not the actor that's doing it, it's the writing.
Right. But star power can be really strong. Did you see Delta Burke and Dag last night?
You're the only guy who watched that, Rob.
Dag. I just passed by.
I do see, though, that ABC's got the most pathetic sitcoms. Yeah. I mean, on Friday night, they run two episodes in a row of two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Oh, my God.
Then they run the Norm MacDonald show.
Norm.
And then they run Madigan Men.
Oh, now, the Madigan Men is a fantastic show.
Whatever the hell that is.
That's about the two Irish guys, Doug.
Yeah, it's like, I've seen the ads. It's the father and the son.
This guy, you know, what's the name of the guy that stars on that? What is the actor's name?
I don't know.
Gabriel Byrne,
that's
is
right.
That what it is?
That's correct.
Gabriel Byrne, there is no actor on the planet who is more sullen and surly than Gabriel Byrne. And sullen and surly can work sometimes in a comedy, but not this one.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm looking at it because they have them highlighted by what network wins what. I see no show on Fox wins its time slot except that fantastic Saturday night block of the two episodes of Cops and America's Most Wanted.
Way to go, John Walsh.
You remember when John Walsh actually had to come on our show a couple of years ago because Fox was going to cancel that show? And
it was all about money. Wasn't it all about bucks?
Yeah, and he wanted to get a grassroots support going for the show.
I mean, and that show kicks its ass in its time slot and also does a lot of good.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I forgot how many crooks they put behind bars, but it's terrific.
And who doesn't love Cops? I mean, I stick on Cops every time I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reruns, frankly, they're just like the new episodes.
Right. Have you ever watched Real Stories of the Highway Patrol?
Yeah, and you know what I don't like about that?
How about the Canadian one? Have you seen the Canadian one?
I've seen the Mountie show.
The Mounties is pretty good.
No, my complaint about the Mounties and my complaint about Real Ohio Stories of the Highway Patrol is because they have recreations.
They do, and you're absolutely right, and that is the good knock. The Real Stories of the Highway Patrol and the Canadian Mounties show has some reality footage, but not enough of it, and they do supplement with that, and I think that's important.
There's a lot where they're talking to the highway officer, and he's describing what happened.
But the Mounties, first of all, they have a foxy Mountie that comes out and narrates it, and apparently the Canadian Mounties, there's not that hang up with police brutality that we have in this country. You know, you'll see, I saw one guy that these Mounties were just like kneeling on his head, and you hear the guy just going like that, and you know, they just left the camera, let it roll the whole time, and he was a bad guy, Buzz.
Right. Don't you think sometimes, though, like on Cops, every once in a while, and I agree that, you know, the purpose of Cops is to show how tough a cop's job is.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ, who would want that job? Certainly not me.
No, the purpose of Cops is to entertain us all.
But every once in a while, frankly, I like to see the bad guy get away.
Sure.
I would like to see it just to mix it up, because the one element that I don't like about Cops is when they got a guy and they're chasing him in the car and the guy's driving like crazy and then the guy jumps out of his car and he starts going over fences, I think to myself, I know this is taped, so I know that unless these fat cops, who it seems can't even jump a fence,
I get furious at the cops if that ever happens,
somehow manage to go around the fence instead of over it,
right,
they're going to catch him, and you know it, and in the end, the cops always do catch the bad guys on Cops.
That's why I have always said, even when it's a routine traffic stop, please bring in the canine. You know, there's no need. Why? And really, I mean, cops have a dangerous life.
Yes.
Why not just have every cop have a canine unit? And if you have a car that you're really worried about, you know, you don't get out of the car and walk up to the window. You send the dog in. And on your PA, you go, open your door. Open your door up. Open your door up. We're sending the canine unit in.
Well, I love Cops. It's always a great show. Never go by it. I will never go by America's Most Wanted.
And probably the most men with their shirt off that you will ever see on any TV show is Cops.
Right. Yeah, and you know, and how many guys must it be like us when we play poker at my house? When we get bored, we turn the TV on.
Right.
We actually stop playing cards and we bet about Cops. Because we bet, okay, the next family, it's going to be a man hitting his wife.
Mm-hmm.
We bet on what the crime is going to be.
Right.
Then we bet on if the person answering the door is going to have their shirt on or not.
That was the best one. That was the end, because that one you never knew, and it was like Cops in Kansas City in August or something like that.
Yeah.
And you never knew when a guy was going to, and 90% of them were coming to the door with their shirt off.
Sure. We love it. And then if it was like spousal battery,
right,
then while it was happening, we would start betting, okay,
does she let the cops take the guy away, or does she take him back?
Yeah, does she drop the charges? messages and say, I love him. Cops, great show.
Mm-hmm.
Just once in a while, let the bad guy win.
That'd be all right.
Just once in a while, just to even it out. Keep my interest up.
Or give him a chance. Like, if they catch up to him, you know, make it be a running game between him and the canine unit.
And, you know, the dumbest criminals on Cops, because you know that they have to get their permission to have their faces on TV so that they're not pixelated out. So, you know, 99% of the time, it's these goddamn dumb criminals that have done dumb, awful stuff.
Right.
And you know, as they're being arrested and processed, someone says to them, incidentally, that camera tonight was from the show Cops. You have to sign this release to allow your face to be on TV. Yeah, and that's what they do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I believe the magic box outweighs any consideration many times for people. You know, it's to be on the tube. You know, it doesn't matter what they've done. They're gathering their family around. I would guarantee you that some of those crooks on Cops have had parties, you know, long after they've been out of jail at Runs, and they said, tonight's my night when I star on Cops.
You know, I'd like to know. I'm sure someone listening to our show today, somewhere across America,
right,
has been arrested and been on the show Cops.
Absolutely. Sure.
If you've been arrested and on the show Cops, did you watch yourself?
It's far different than America's Most Wanted when, you know, John Walsh has told us horror stories on, you know, how he needs protection from these guys that are just furious about the manhunt and getting, they don't want to get caught. But these people on Cops, they're already caught, and then it's just like, well, you know, I do my 6 months in jail, and now I'm going to be on the TV.
If there's someone who's been on Cops, call us and let us know when the reruns come up. Like, do you get advance notice? Do you get a residual check?
Good
like
question.
We get for the time we were on Babylon 5.
You know, I would think they would have to give them a check.
I don't know. So does that mean that all the guys who are arrested on Cops immediately have to join SAG?
I would... the union. The Screen Actors Guild.
Boy, criminal.
You know, I would love to know that, too, whether you get a royalty check. Anybody that's on TV, I think they have to get paid.
All right, hold on. We'll find out that. We got to do a break. Getting all backed up. We've got the old guy on the sex site. The guy who had
Dave
anal,
Cummings.
The guy who had anal sex on the show yesterday. He's coming up next, and we'll see if we can find someone who's been arrested on Cops. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Show me breath. Yeah.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, we've got kind of got Dave Cummings on the phone here, but we've also got people who have been arrested on television. I knew it would happen. Hi.
Of course.
What show were you arrested on?
True Stories of the Highway Patrol. I got pulled over.
All right. Hold on a second, please.
Hold on. I'll come right back to you. Hold on a second.
Hi. What show were you arrested on? Hello? What show were you arrested on?
I wasn't. I had a story. Did you watch 48 Hours last night with the victims? They had victims on from an execution. And the victim's family was wearing bowling shirts, advertising their bowling alley. Had seven of them in the audience watching this guy die with matching bowling shirts.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you. Hold on. I think we got one more guy who was, hello, yeah, is this, Chris? Were you arrested on TV?
No, I wasn't arrested, but I've been on the highway patrol.
You've been on the Real Stories of the Highway Patrol?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I was an emergency medical technician, and I didn't get no damn money.
All right, hold on a second.
Wow.
Hold on, we'd like to talk to you about that. But first, time for our daily chat with Dave Cummings from SexSurvivor.com. I'm proud to tell you that it's day number 4.
Boy, he has survived so far.
And our man, the man we've adopted, Dave Cummings, a retired Army Colonel Dave Cummings, is still there having sex on the web at www.sexsurvivor.com. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for rooting for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, how you doing in the voting, Dave?
Well, so far I've survived another day, and that means that I can have fun and sex all day today, and I just have to try and survive tomorrow and take it one day at a time.
Now, keep
in
mind,
I want you to know that Charlene Aspen sends her regards. I'm looking out the window right now down at 10 girls going at it like crazy, and she's on the set. You know, actually filming here, too.
Now, Buzz, are you watching Dave on the web right now?
I don't see
right.
Dave.
You
but
go
I...
to the pool bar camera,
right,
and you can watch what I'm looking at right now.
I see it, Dave.
And what is...
Charlene has got a white top and a gray bottom, and she's right between some girl's legs right now.
And what is Dave doing, Buzz?
I don't see Dave in the shot.
No, I'm upstairs looking down so I can talk to you and give you a report. They let me leave the scene for a little bit. The guys are not involved in the sex in this.
Charlie is she seems to be the one you spend a lot of time with, Dave.
Yeah, you know why? Charlene just really knows what to do with her oral skills. And the rest isn't bad either, let me tell you. You know what happened, guys, right here? We had like an old-fashioned Easter egg hunt here this morning. Instead of eggs, the girls had to, they were split into two teams, and they had to find toys.
Crap.
Say toys?
Dave?
Call back, Dave.
If you're going to go to the website and you want to vote for this guy, they have him listed as Rudy Cummings. They've sort of named him Rudy after the original Survivor TV show.
Well, that must bode well for him, though, if they're giving him that kind of marketing.
He's doing well.
Now, it does cost $19 to log on to this website
right, to
see the camera of all these people having sex. And if this guy makes it through the entire week, he gets the ungodly sum of $350,000.
Wow.
It'd be pretty amazing if he survived. But, I mean, if you were going for the pure novelty effect, you'd have this guy, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why we've adopted this guy, but we've adopted him.
He sounds tired today. He really does. He sounds a little more tired than yesterday, you know. And the day before when it was like,
hi, guys, how are you? We lost him. So let's hope that Colonel Dave Cummings calls us back.
Colonel Dave.
In the meantime, everybody, hold on. Here he is right now. Dave, Colonel.
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. I guess he actually got affected the atmosphere around here.
Yep, sorry about that. Could have been on our end. So, Colonel Dave, have you thought yet about what you would do with the $350,000 if you're the last man left there?
If I'm the last man and win $350,000, the first thing I'm going to do is give some to charity. I'm going to start the trust fund for my granddaughters, age 12, 10, and 6.
Wow.
And I'm just going to have some fun. I'm going to do my best to support some relatives that need some help. A guy that, when my brother had a heart transplant, stepmom that's just getting by with money I send her. And
wow. So it sounds like outside of, you know, being in a room where you're having sex with hundreds of women, you're just an average senior citizen.
Yeah, that's really it. I'm the representative of the guys that watch porn, who see some young guy with a good looking girl and say, boy, that lucky guy. But they see me with that good looking girl, whether it's somebody like Charlene, and they say, heck, he's old, he's a little heavy, he's bald. That could be me.
Dave,
and their fantasies are more true.
Dave, besides Charlene, who are the women you've had sex with?
All of them.
Like,
yeah.
Can you name them?
We have Kathy Willits, Alana Evans, we have Billy Britt, we got Michelle Raven, we got Selena Del Rey, we got, let's see.
And you've had sex with all of them? You've had sex with all of them, Dave?
Yeah, you know, it's awful. I can't remember their last names.
Now, have you had intercourse with all of these women, or have they just performed fellatio on you?
No, we have had intercourse with them. You know, aside from what we do during the daytime when we're filming actual footage for later use, we're playing all day and all night. Now, last night was a little bit different because the guys are a little sore and the women are a little sore. So there wasn't a lot of playing, but tonight there's going to be because we're rested. We're ready to go.
Uh-huh. Dave, how many times, if I may ask in the vernacular of your business, how many times yesterday did you STW? Did you shoot them?
I actually had sex probably, well, we had an orgy at the end of the day, and I would say 11 or 12 times, but I only had to do yesterday two money shots.
Okay,
so you had, in the whole day, two money shots during the day?
That's correct.
So you had sex 11 or 12 times, and you only achieved twice.
Colonel,
you don't want to achieve it.
Yeah, right.
To move around and do all the girls.
Right.
You know, it's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. We have
exactly.
These girls.
You're doing your job.
Gotcha.
You know what? We're just props here, man. The men are just being treated like props.
Yeah, you're meat.
I love it, though.
Do you use Viagra at all?
You know what? I haven't, but I'm thinking about trying it.
I bet in that house you could use some.
Well, listen, everybody, he can use your support because every day a different person gets voted out of this palace where they're having sex for one nonstop week, and we're rooting for Colonel Dave Cummings.
And we're calling him Rudy Cummings now.
Yes, Rudy Cummings. He's there. You can see him having sex. Buzz, what do you see right now? Buzz is on the website now.
I'm still looking at the girls by the pool bar. It's as Dave, or now Rudy, was saying, it's kind of an orgy down there by the pool. And if you, I also wanted to say that if you go to the website and you want to vote for Rudy or find out more about him, he's at the bottom of the screen, second from the left. He's located right next to Axel Hose.
Axel Hose. All right. Well, Dave...
We'll get another report tomorrow, huh?
Call us
Maybe
tomorrow.
We'll have some action going tomorrow. We got to stop letting just the girls do things. We want,
right.
We guys want to dive in there.
Yes. Tomorrow?
We're going to get a chance a little later with a diving contest where we dive between the girls' legs.
Good. You know, maybe tomorrow we could hear you performing some sort of oral sex on a woman.
Yeah, maybe if we get lucky.
You like that?
Yeah,
I'll do that for you. You want to hear the slurping sounds?
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll hear you during your diving contest.
Okay, man. That's what we'll do.
All right.
Tomorrow from the sexsurvivor.com house.
All right, we'll talk to you then, Dave.
All right, bye, guys. Right. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
I take that back, that he sounded tired. Sounded like he was ready to go again by the end of the conversation.
Horny old man, he is.
Two money shots during the show yesterday.
At 60, good man.
Yeah, terrific.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
How gross does he look, Buzz? See, I tried to go on the site today, but I realized that they only gave us one password.
Right.
And that's why Buzz is the one who's seeing it on his computer, and we're not seeing it on our computer.
Well, could you use Buzz's password?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I could.
I don't know either.
We'll check it out later, maybe.
Okay.
But either way, I went on the site, and it was
right.
Like $29.95 and $19.95, and then I thought, you know what, I don't want to see it that bad.
No. You know, it's tiny little pictures, isn't it?
Yeah, they are.
And it's streaming video.
Well, now, the video actually is not bad. I mean, once you get it started, it's hard to turn it off. You know, it's blurry and jerky like usual on the web. But,
right.
You know, there's something to see. It is interesting.
All right. That's Buzz's first film he's going to direct to, Blurry and Jerky.
It's www.sexsurvivor.com. Go vote for our guy. Let him stay in the house. Here is a guy who says he's been arrested on the show, cops.
Fantastic.
Hello, is this Johnny?
Yes.
Johnny from Northern California.
Yes, this is John.
Johnny, were you really arrested on cops?
Yes, I was arrested on January 15th of last year.
Hold on, cops in what city?
In Sacramento.
All right, cops in Sacramento.
And they had you on camera? Did you have to sign a release form?
I didn't want to sign the release form because I didn't want my face to be on camera.
So
they pixelated it.
Oh, you were pixelated. Okay.
Okay. What were you arrested for?
For stealing at a pet shop.
Stealing at a pet shop?
Yes.
What did you steal at a pet shop?
Well, I tried to take an iguana, and there was a damn Rottweiler right there, and that was the one that pinned me down.
What was it, the cop's Rottweiler?
No, it was the pet's Rottweiler, the pet store's. And I was screaming and yelling, and then because it kind of got my leg, and I knocked a couple cages down, and that stuck the arm off right there.
Why would you want to steal an iguana?
Because you can't find iguanas out here in California. They're very rare.
How much? What was the resale value of the iguana you attempted to steal?
About $600.
Wow. Did you steal it for the monetary value, or did you steal it because you just wanted to keep the iguana as a pet for yourself?
I just wanted to keep it.
And now, since you were arrested and on cops, even with your face pixelated...
Gotta love our listening audience, don't you? I mean, we got one guy to call that said he was arrested on cops, and this is a guy stealing an iguana from a pet store.
Were you wearing a shirt at the time?
Yeah. Listen,
yes, I was wearing a shirt at the time.
Have you seen your episode?
No, I haven't, but I had friends tell me that they had already seen it on the air, but I have not seen it yet.
Have you told, in your group of friends, have you said to them, hey, I was arrested in this pet store and it was filmed on cops, watch for me? I mean, because if your face was pixelated, how would people know it was you unless you had told them in advance, right?
Right, but the thing is, at the end of every cop show, if you look at the credits, it has the name of all the people that were arrested right there, the full name, because you do got to sign something at the end saying who that person was that was arrested.
Now, did you do the time for your petty crime?
Yes, but I got out with a $3,000 bail.
because I had a clean record at the time.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so you were officially on the show Cops, but you opted to be pixelated.
Yes.
All right, and thank you.
The name of that store was, in case they do air it, because they show a lot of reruns, it was called Joe's Pet Shop.
And are you on some kind of program now where you have to, like, have a reptile desensitization program or something like that?
He's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah. He's gone.
Like the wind.
Hello?
Joe's Pet Shop, as in Joe Mama, perhaps?
No, I don't think okay. so. No, right. they actually checked him out before okay. they put him through.
Right.
Hello, Bob? Now, there's a guy who said he was arrested on this show, Bounty Hunters.
Bounty Hunters. and it would be a real windfall if somebody listened to our station. Is it in Iowa? The flamethrower that's
right.
in Iowa was calling from Canada was on the real Mounties.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, that guy's full of ass.
All right, thank you, genius.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he was doing that.
Maybe, I don't know. It said on the screen that
Joe's Pet Store.
They screened him and
Joe Mama
said they screened him and called him back. And the guy hung up though before he had a chance to say Joe Mama.
Well, that would right. lend credibility to the fact that maybe he was telling the truth.
And yeah. $600 for an iguana seems kind of steep. I wouldn't pay that much for an iguana.
Really? Who would know how much to pay for an iguana?
I'm sure the a rare exotic pet like an iguana probably costs some money. A full grown one.
Hello, Don. My show.
Babies be cheaper.
Is Lisa there?
Pardon me?
Is Lisa there?
Who's calling, please?
No.
Oh, now listen. I'm sorry.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. The number, please dial it direct.
Where's your freaking perm?
hello, Mr. Cleaver?
Hello.
Is Lisa there?
I come down with something.
Real unexpected, like.
Unexpected, Wally.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just bought an iguana and it cost $10 and I got it from California.
Yeah,
I don't believe that either.
No, I don't believe this guy either.
I don't think an iguana would be that cheap.
I don't know.
Unless it was is it a little one?
No, it's a little teeny baby. It was like 6-7 inches long. The guy got it from, ordered them from California. He got like 12 of them. Sold it for like $10. He said he paid like $4.50 for his price. He sold it to me for $10. The thing hates me.
Did they ship it to you?
What's that?
Did they ship it to you?
Yes, they shipped. No, they shipped it to him, and he gave it to me.
Oh.
It's a little green iguana, and it's just a hateful, mean thing.
All right. Okay.
They're hateful.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
I'm from California. Small green iguanas come dime a dozen. You can get them for $19.95 at any pet shop.
Oh, so I thought they might have been jerking our chain.
I think he is, but the price has just gone up, though.
Right.
From $10 to $19.
Yeah, next call we might have $199.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Body.
Hey, Body.
Hey, that guy was just plugging that pet store. That's what he was doing. I don't think it was a Joe Mama. He was just giving it a plug. Iguanas are not that expensive, and they're very common in California.
All right. Well, listen, maybe there are such things as $600 iguanas, though.
Who knows? And maybe, who knows, we'll have another person call that's been arrested on cops.
Well, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm from Sacramento, and yeah, you can buy iguanas for, like I said, $19.95, any pet store.
Well, right. I tell you, with all these calls, I really am starting to want an iguana now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Even though they're hateful.
Hi there.
Hey, my buddy was the guy when they were in Virginia Beach. He took a raft and floated it, was out floating around. He took a 12-pack of beer, was floating out in the water there at Virginia Beach. And somebody reported that a kid had floated out to sea. They got a helicopter. They went out and were circling over him. He said he was laying back drinking his beer. Seen the helicopter sat up, and the whole beach was all police and spectators. So he threw his beer in the water. They made him paddle back in.
Now, was he on TV?
Yeah, he was on Cops.
Now, was the guy breaking a law by being out in the middle of the ocean or the bay?
They reported it that it was a kid that was out there, so they went out to investigate it, and then they got him for drunk in public when he came up. And then he came back. He thought it was the greatest thing, was telling everybody at work. He's like, oh, I'm going to be on Cops. I'm going to be on Cops.
Have you seen that, Lisa? Who just wrote my favorite episode?
It is. It's the funniest thing you ever
Somebody
seen.
Just wrote that on the screen. It must have been Lisa.
And it's down in Virginia Beach?
Yeah, it was in Virginia Beach.
And I guess the guy had his shirt off, huh?
Yeah, and he made the whole, You know, in the intro of the show where they showed the little clips,
right?
Like for the whole time they were in, the whole time they were in Virginia Beach, they showed him getting dragged up the beach by the police.
Did you see that one?
I saw this, and I don't think I can do it justice. It was the absolute funniest thing I've ever seen. This big, like, he's, you know, a little heavy, comes up with his shirt off, and he's kind of like, "What's going on?" They're like, "We're arresting you," and he said, "What? Because you're drunk." He goes, "No, I'm not." He's walking up. My friend and I, when we go out, we'll be like, "You're drunk." And we'll go, "No, I'm not."
Oh, really?
That guy's the best episode ever.
So it's a classic episode.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
The best cop ever.
Well, get him to call us sometime.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Hellcats of the Airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, just ahead of movie man Chuck Stossel, the mother trucker. They were very excited. We have 12 girls already signed up for Friday's edition of Strip Trivia, the last Strip Trivia of the millennium.
12 beautiful ladies.
There's always room for you girls at 877-365-3636. We'll troll for fellas on tomorrow's episode.
That'll take about 15 seconds.
Also tomorrow, our good friend
Lou Ferrigno.
Coming back on the show.
Very exciting.
Ferrigno.
Also tomorrow, Nancy. Jim Nance from CBS.
I am very uptight.
Tell him again how awful that show is that he does on Sunday morning.
Very uptight.
And he wants to pick some games for money.
Good.
We'll have a brand new low budget Jeopardy for you on Friday. As I mentioned, Strip Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And before Strip Trivia, in studio for you wrestling fans, it'll be Diamond Dallas Page.
Dallas Page, brother.
DDP. From the WCW. Are you familiar with him, Charlie?
Yes, I know who he is. His wife is a piece of ass.
You don't say that in front of him, though.
You can.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does he bring
he is the ugliest. He might be one of the ugliest wrestlers. Kimberly Page is his wife.
Why doesn't he bring
his
wife?
Playboy. She's one of the dancers that comes out.
Jeez.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy wrestler?
He's bad, right? He kind of goes back and forth. I think he's bad right now. That's the bad guy.
Is he like the Undertaker? Is he like the Undertaker that killed his family?
No, I don't know what his background is.
The Undertaker was making that up that day. He came in and told us he set his house on fire.
Really,
I believed every word of it because he looked me right in the eye and said that he killed his family, lit his house on fire.
No.
Or he was mad at his brother.
It's the fire. His brother was burned. His brother Cain.
His brother Cain set the fire?
His brother Cain was scarred by the fire, and thus Cain and the Undertaker don't necessarily
get along. What is Diamond Dallas Page's trick?
Hold on. The hotline is ringing. Hold on a second. Hello?
I'm sorry, Daddy-O. Did you just call me?
I did not. I'm in the middle of doing my job.
Oh, sorry. My phone was ringing. Maybe it was Grandma.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye, sweetie.
All right. Bye. Sorry. What, guys?
Dallas Page. Is he a... does he have a trick? What are his tricks?
Hold on. What, Charlie?
They all have their moves, but, you know, he doesn't really have a trick.
But he's ugly?
Oh, he's butt ugly.
Is he fugly?
Fugly. Fugly.
Well, he'll be here Friday.
Good.
And full of tattoos, I believe.
Strip Trivia Friday at Lou Ferrigno tomorrow, Jim Nance, and low budget Jeopardy. Boy, we just jammed up. I think we have more people who have been arrested on television.
Very good. Very exciting. Okay. Surprise.
Hold on, Charlie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is the correctional officer that called before about the guy that ate his crap.
Hold on, I don't remember a call from a corrections officer about a guy who ate his crap.
Remember I called and I told you how we had to use the tongue depressor to press through the...
He had some contraband.
Right.
Oh, God.
I was calling, I was going to let you guys know, we've had a couple guys that were on the show that we watched, that when the show was on, they're in prison.
That's
and all the other inmates just laugh at him. I asked them at the time if they got paid for it, and they absolutely don't get paid. All they do is sign a waiver saying if they can show their...
They must be the celebrities of the jailhouse.
Now, the guys in prison, don't they have some kind of vote on what show they're going to watch in the family room?
Well, there's different TVs. They have a TV for blacks, whites, and Hispanics. So
really?
There's all three different. They can watch different TV. And then if there's only one TV in a certain area, they do have certain times that they can watch. But
you actually, you break it down by race?
Oh, sure.
Who gets
sure.
to watch
Sunday
the TV?
Sábado Gigante.
Sure. Gigante.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it caused it. There's been riots over that.
Really?
So you actually
divide the inmates up and you say, okay, all blacks in this room, and you decide what
no,
you want to watch.
No, you don't tell them that. They go there because they want to.
Right. Now, is the TV like behind a cage where you can't change the channel?
No, they have control of it. They're like in one area, one place I'm talking about, there's three TVs. And there's one area the blacks sit in, the blacks and Hispanics. Another area the whites sit in, and then there's another group of Hispanic. There's they're from the Southern California, Northern California. They sit in one area.
All right, in the predominantly black neighborhood, what is the most popular show in prison?
They like the black programs. There's certain ones that are on. I don't even know what I'm not sure what they're called.
All right, what about in the predominantly white television viewing area?
It's just whatever. They watch anything. They like, you know what they like the most is cartoons.
That's
their favorite.
And what about in the Hispanic television area?
They have the Spanish station on all the time. That's
Spanish station.
Univision.
All right,
yeah,
thank you,
favorite.
My friend.
Okay, thank you guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Bye bye. That's a guard.
Bye bye.
It's one of the guards. One of the hacks.
You probably get beat up. You're one of the brothers. And you're over there in the brother section.
Right.
You said something like, "Hey man, who wants to watch Will and Grace?"
You get in trouble.
You get your ass kicked.
Well, from what he says, sounds like you might get in trouble if you're in the brother section and you ask for cartoons.
Yeah, that's right.
Might get in big trouble.
Only Whitey watches cartoons.
all the white guys over in one corner of the room watching like George Jetson.
Hello. We got a mic show.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, hi.
Hi. I was arrested on TV.
Okay, great. For what?
And they're having the World Bank protest down in D.C. I went down and I got arrested, and my mom put a tape in and taped it for me.
Oh, you remember those dumb protesters downtown in D.C.?
They were out there. The bad ones were way out in Seattle, I believe, and then right. they had the big protest here in D.C. What, you were you just on the evening news?
Oh, yeah. It was on CNN. My mom taped it.
Oh, it must be a proud moment for your mom.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
I guess he really thought out that process too.
Hello, John and Mike.
That's something to do.
Hello,
John and Mike.
Well, someday he'll be watching cartoons in jail.
I think that cartoon comment rings true now, doesn't
yes, it?
It
does. Hello,
John and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing, Steve?
Hi.
From New York.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
We're doing great, man.
I wanted to tell you that your two boys, Opie and Anthony, they shook me right off the hook this time.
Why?
Just about like 5:10, they just had a girl. They just took a girl out to the street at 57th Street down in Manhattan, yeah. And she had a fetish of peeing out in public, and she did that down the street of Manhattan. If you don't believe me, call up this show right now. They'll tell you. They took a video of it. It's going to be on foundrymusic.com later on tonight.
Of a girl taking a pee on the street?
Right, yeah, they just did it like about 5:10.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Steve.
Bye-bye.
Breaking down barriers.
Thank you, Steve. Well, it's good to hear that Owen and I have a good show.
Yeah, going absolutely. That's our lead-in right there on WNEW in New York.
That's why we get such a great rating. I'm not kidding.
If you want a good lead-in.
You got a girl taking a pee on 57th Street.
Yeah, absolutely.
Live on the radio.
Coming up, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Self high five.
That was a Diamond Dallas Page reference. Self high five. Something like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Got a girl taking a pee on.
Hello, turn your radio down. Obviously too confusing for you. Thank
Sometimes
you.
Working the phone and the knob at the same time, too challenging.
Charlie, speaking of jail, as we were a moment ago, look at this, you lucky
it's
bastard.
A mailbag.
You have two jailhouse letters today.
Anything from El Dorado today?
No.
Oh, bummer.
He's escaped from
one from his,
right.
One from
his way over.
From his regular guy in Hagerstown.
He's creative.
And
a new one?
No, an old friend. Mr. Scott Breeze, the guy who wrote the detailed story about how to cut Charlie apart and barbecue
Ooh,
him.
I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, that looks like a thick letter.
Yeah.
He's drawn a little
dear.
Booklet.
Oh,
oh
God.
Boy, they have hours and hours to kill, don't
yeah,
they?
They do.
Get it to kill?
Dear Don and Mike, I haven't been able to write for a while because I got into trouble for talking to you guys on the phone last month.
Shocker.
It seems like the assistant warden listens to the show on his way home. He took umbrage at one of his convicts expressing a desire to eat your movie critic over a nationally syndicated radio program. Go figure. Unless I want to do the rest of my life in the hole, I am not to contact the media except by mail. Prison guards equals no sense of humor. Enclosed, find a short comic book I drew by hand. Yes, among my many talents, I'm also a gifted cartoonist. Hold on to this. John Gacy's clown pet paintings fetched thousands after his untimely demise. Also, for Stossel's collection, I've enclosed our Thanksgiving menu at the jail.
Hey, oh, there you good. Go. Now, that's somebody who's that's working nice. Overtime.
You can put it in your little shoebox full of prison keepsakes, Charlize. Consider it a peace offering to prove I'm not mad about getting into trouble about you again. Getting one of my testicles kicked out by a guard when I wigged out over the Sixth Senses ending being given away by you was much worse than losing my phone privileges.
I love that little reference to the thing that started it all, Charlie.
My dad's... That's right, I did.
Well, that's right. Don did it, right.
My dad's old and alone, my sister's sick, my brother's crippled, and my son's too young to write me and only knows me by my effing phone calls, but that's okay. Because Charlize effing Stossel doesn't have to worry about me interrupting his effing movie review. I've lost my $13 a month job for listening to your segment at work, so I had to go into debt for an envelope to mail this letter to you.
Oh, dear.
But that's okay. I'm not angry. I'm very calm. I won't do anything else to jeopardize my parole. Yes, I have dreams and hopes like everyone. When I get out, I want to open my own little butcher and sausage shop.
This guy is funny.
I'm sending out invitations to special friends like my 7th grade band teacher, my childhood priest, my lawyer, my prosecutor, my probation officer, and you, Charles.
You're in a special club, Charlie.
To a little pre-grand opening party, kind of a meat-tasting event.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll need your home address, physical description, and daily habits to make sure you get the invitation. Also, I need your height, weight, total body fat ratio, and a brief medical history, including HIV status. Get these right out to me and relax. All is forgiven. Your prison pal, Scott.
Oh, that's great.
P.S. Mike.
Uh-oh.
Get that basement bedroom ready. I'm due for release soon and really need a place to flop for a while.
Oh, no, no. Why,
Thanksgiving?
Me?
And then, Charlie, as you can see,
it is.
This is really from the prison.
That's a, you know, looks like they're giving a nice spread there.
Corrections Corporation of America Thanksgiving meal.
Gruel.
Yeah, you know what he's done.
Turkey gruel.
Is it a fake menu?
No. It's a real menu. But like where it says breakfast, sweet roll, scrambled eggs, bologna oven fried, O'Brien potatoes. Mm-hmm. He's cropped out all these. And for instance, I read it says breakfast, 6 a.m., sweet Charlie, scrambled Charlie, Charlie oven fried, Stossel potatoes, oatmeal with cinnamon and brown Stossel, half cup. Three slices of Charlie. Stossel juice.
Oh,
God.
We are.
Then for lunch, you have two Charlie with cheese sandwiches. Stossel chips, one bag. For dinner, you have 5 ounces of roasted Stossel, 3 ounce white, 2 ounce dark. Charlie dressing, half cup. Mashed Stossel, half cup. Charlie sauce, 2 ounces. Green Charlie's with almonds, half cup. Sweet Stossel pie. Charlie roll with butter pat and, of course, Stossel tea.
He wants to eat you, Charlie. He that really does.
There you go. Oh, that's
thank
the,
you.
That's for your shoebox.
Maybe on Thanksgiving I'll be making all of this.
Actual... And I'm not even going to get into the comic book that he made.
Oh, you know, he can't, no targeting the boy.
The comic book, which is called The Adventures of Mr. Bubble and Brad Boy.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
He wants to, you're reaching for that right now.
Yeah. Remember, the parents and the boy,
right?
They're off. off days.
Off limits.
Don, just not good.
It's funny, though.
So you got graph paper that he's writing that on?
Yeah, it's funny, though. He's got you in a clown suit chasing the kid out of the bathtub.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Bubble and his acolyte, Brad Boy. And this Charlie Stossel says he loves me so much. And the little boy who's wearing...
I like the camp counselor's shorts. And
with the hair on your legs.
The little boy who's wearing...
sandal.
He's wearing Boy Scout uniform. It says he's standing on my foot so I can't run away.
Well drawn.
And then on the next page it says...
He draws very well.
It says, Mom, do I have to spend the weekend at Mr. Bubble's? And she says, but you love Mr. Bubble, Brad. You two wrestle, play hide the quarter, and you're always so clean after your visits. And the next page is her driving him over to your house, where the mom says, he's so good with boys, I just want to cry sometimes. And the little boy is thinking, I just want to call the police. So, listen, I won't go any further.
Thank you.
There you go.
There's your comic book, another keepsake.
Absolutely. Now, Charlie, you do have another letter this week from another inmate.
I think this is a continuation of last week's tale.
Yep, this is from the guy who's in the joint in Hagerstown, Maryland.
He also is a good writer.
And his letter reads... Dear Don and Mike, please enclose find chapter 4 in Charlie's life.
The life of Charlie Stossel.
Before you read it, please answer the following two questions. Do you think Carol Costello and Alexandra Steele are lovers?
the girls on Channel 7? Channel 7 Morning News.
No, I don't think they are. Did you give my letter to Dennis Murphy? Yes, we forwarded it to him.
Oh, good.
Lastly, please read my name and prison number when you read my letters.
Okay.
All right, David Xavier, angry, innocent, white convict, prisoner 215-529.
Yeah, I always think, what if that's not him?
it's
another guy doing it.
And the letter goes as such, Charlie's Life. And he spells it, I love the spelling, C-H-A-R-L-I.
And this is chapter 4?
Chapter 4. The morning after being attacked while entering his apartment, Charlie woke in a daze. His anus hurt severely from the experience.
Oh, God.
Charlie remembered that his attacker's wee-wee wasn't that long, so it on the ear. Because
right.
I think last week they were editing out like the words wee-wee.
I think so.
Maybe from now on I'll just say... WW instead
right.
of actually saying the word
or wet thing.
Yeah, wet thing. Charlie tried to move but realized he was chained down to a cold stainless steel table. He then realized there were about 50 people standing around him. They all wore black robes with white Lone Ranger style masks. The man who had attacked him stepped forward and said, "It's about time you woke up, you freak." The man then grabbed Charlie's wet thing and twisted it.
Oh dear.
Charlie screamed in pain. Pointing towards the group of people, the man said, "These here are all parents of your victims."
It sounds like Eyes Wide Shut.
"You punk bitch. They hired me to bring you here. We found a doctor from South America who's going to perform a sex change operation on you, so you won't hurt any more boys. Doctor, would you please step forward?" The crowd of black robes parted slightly. A fat man, obviously drunk, staggered forward to the table and looked at Charlie. "Hi there.
Hi."
Listen, he spells this correctly. "I'm Dr. Stuang Stabilak."
Ah, there you go.
"These kind of people have paid me to change you from a man to a woman. Don't worry, I've done this before and I usually get it right." Charlie tried to respond, but the doctor shoved a dirty rag in his mouth. Yes, it tasted of salt.
Again.
And the doctor gave him an injection. Yes, in the buttocks. Feeling himself losing consciousness, Charlie tried to make eye contact with one or more of the parents in a feeble attempt to try and gain sympathy. However, none would look at him. Then the lights went out, leaving the room pitch black. Then each parent lit a large red candle and held it forward as they softly chanted, "Cut it off." Cut it off.
Oh, my goodness.
Cut it off. Read them around the fire.
Is that the end of chapter 4?
It's to be continued.
To be continued. So we're going to find out what happens to you if the South American doctor really does cut it off.
You know,
these cons have time to write.
They do.
Christ,
they love you, Charlie. Once again, here's
pages and pages more.
Look at that stack.
Thank
you, Don.
For your prison scrapbook.
Save it all. Give it to your investigator.
You know, and once again, I'll say, I fondly remember the days, you know, 5 years ago when you would actually come on the show and simply discuss movies, and then it became...
That's before he became the rage in America's Correctional Institution.
And then it became the focus on the private life of Charlie Stossel.
Right.
And now suddenly he simply has become the pinup boy for every hack in jail in America.
I will tell you right now that, you know, perhaps we're going to get more letters from different prisons around the country.
Oh, if only.
Okay. Charlie, I know that there are plenty of movies this weekend. We're going to break before we talk about them. How many new ones this weekend?
We're going to talk about three. Are we going to be here next Wednesday?
Yes.
Then,
yes.
Yeah, we'll just stick.
Yeah, we got a show next Wednesday, but I know we have the Arnold movie this weekend.
Arnold's movie.
What else?
We got Rugrats in Paris, and we have Grinch.
Okay, good. We'll talk about all of those movies with Chuck. That's why he's here. But we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button. The Don and Mike Show.
Get Andy Rice back in here. I know he doesn't like coming on the show anymore, but get his Republican ass back in here.
Hey, Andy Rice. I don't know if he'll come back in. We in 2 seconds, we will have
1 minute.
1 minute for Andy to stay in the building.
He has to come back. He's got the log. He was making an update on it.
Oh, Andy Rice.
He's
got
to kill him. He had his coat on.
Listen,
he had
his coat on.
This guy, Andy Rice, longtime listener to the show, know him. We had two interns. Fast Andy and Slow Andy.
We're kind of responsible for Andy working here.
Andy Rice is Fast Andy, right. And for whatever reason, we've fallen out of favor with him. I don't know if it's because we discussed the fact that he enjoys going number one in the stall.
Might have talked about his gun ownership.
It could be the politics slant, although... Yes.
I constantly berate him. Did he ever approach you with the... Andy's not coming in, is he? No,
he's going to be somewhere in half an hour.
Yeah, home. It's called home. No, Andy never approached me on the politics land, even when I went over to that side.
Really? I'm surprised at that because I constantly berate Andy. And even yesterday when Andy came into the studio and I said, Andy, did you hear the latest? The Supreme Court said it's going to be a mandatory hand count and Al Gore has a 10,000 vote lead.
I made the whole thing up and I did it just to torture him. And the deal with Andy is that every day he is out the door at exactly 5:30 East Coast time, and both Mike and I, when we were coming out of commercials,
hysterical,
were just screaming at him because he had his coat on ready to leave, and it was 5:28.
I said, Andy, it's 5:28. You only have 2 minutes more of work.
We wanted to make him come in here and spend the last 2 minutes with us.
Well, the tradition continues of Andy not coming on the show anymore.
Yeah,
that's a shame. He had some place to go. He was too busy.
Yeah. Getting another page from his wife, I guess.
You know, remember the days in the lunchroom when?
Oh, absolutely.
Andy's pager would go off, and the only person that ever paged him was his wife.
And Andy's also done several tours of duty here.
Yeah, I was going to say he might be late for a job interview because it's almost time to leave and come back.
He's never leaving and coming back. I don't know.
Talking about Andy, I just
got a message, Mike.
Oh, crazy.
Here we go. Watch this, Charlie.
I've seen.
Holy.
That's a grand one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a grand one. I don't often use that word.
Oh, yeah.
That is sponsored by
Diet Charlie.
www.egars.com. Mike is spraying spray.
I figured that was why the spray was over here.
Absolutely. Citrusy, isn't it?
The hottest cigar site on the planet. Egars.
Nothing like crap spray and orange.
Dob.com. All right, Chuck, let's talk the movies this weekend.
All right. Let's get the cartoon out of the way.
Okay. Your favorite, Rugrats in Paris.
Rugrats in Paris. Little Chucky wants a mom. Don't we all?
You actually sit down and watch this movie in its entirety?
Are you talking
all
say,
of it? Do I have to be honest?
When you say Little Chucky, are you talking about your penis?
No. Chucky the Rugrat.
Oh, okay.
There's a Rugrat named Chucky.
My kids don't watch Rugrats. We don't allow it.
Good. Anyway. Good for you.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I'm watching.
And I'm such a father of the year that I don't know why we don't allow it. I just know that Rugrats are one of the, it's just my wife doesn't want the kids watching Rugrats.
But is your daughter watching Teletubbies?
They did. They did. They kind of moved beyond that.
One of them's gay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
All right, so Rugrats in Paris.
Chucky's dad goes to Paris.
Wait a minute, hold on. Why am I listening to the plot for a freaking Rugrats cartoon?
Two stars. It's fine.
Two stars because he likes
this
it.
This is the problem with
Charlie Stossel movie reviews.
I haven't gotten to the others yet.
It's a friggin' Rugrats movie cartoon. You know what you should say? No stars. If you have children, you will suffer through it with them because you love them and because you are their parent.
How do you feel about my wife's decision not to have my 5-year-old, my 3-year-old watch this?
Who cares? I mean, I don't.
It's just crappy. She said it's crappy
plus
stuff.
They're watching Teletubbies.
Huh?
What about Barney?
Barney, yeah.
Oh. What, Charlie?
What's the difference? I don't know. I can't tell you what the difference is.
I look at Barney and I just want to throw up. I look at Rugrats on the occasion I've seen it.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem as bad. Of course, there's no Bugs Bunny.
All right, well, when you say bad, I'm speaking as a father of a 5- and 3-year-old.
And he is speaking as a single man.
From the child's perspective, not what you like.
I know you don't. Okay, you like the Rugrats better than Barney. I was asking you as a parent,
is it good judgment? Can you understand why my wife wouldn't want the kids to watch the Rugrats?
No.
Is there anything dirty in it or anything nasty in it?
No.
All right, well, I'll check the Rugrats out.
It's not like South Park, right?
No.
No.
It ain't dirty. All right, well, listen, Charlie gives it 2 stars, so just whatever he rates this weekend, whatever the other movies are that he rates, just remember that he's giving the Rugrats movie
2 stars.
2 stars. What else, Charlie?
Or actually, the Charlie Stossel scale, which we have forgotten.
Dolls.
2 porcelain dolls.
2 porcelain dolls.
Hey, thanks for bringing that back.
My pleasure.
Which, I have boxes of Rugrats dolls in my office. There'll be one coming for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Arnold.
Yes.
Arnold's movie, The Sixth Day.
Now, I know his movies are dumb. I know they're predictable. I know he can't speak the language.
Right.
He butchers English. I know he's cloned. I really don't need to know much about the plot of this.
You don't need to know much of that plot to get you in the theater.
No, I'll be there.
You'll be there this weekend, probably.
Yes, I will.
You know, we hit on this another time a few weeks ago with Arnold. At the beginning of the movie, when he's speaking and trying to act, you're laughing at Arnold. It's like in Total Recall.
That's why he's so great, man.
Right? Yeah, it's hysterical. And he hasn't made any progress at all.
When he's with Sharon Stone and he's trying to be all romantic and cuddly,
right?
You laugh at it. But then when the action kicks up, it's really good. It's better than stuff he's made in the past. It is about cloning, where Arnold is illegally cloned.
You know, I saw a trailer for this, and nobody gets more support than Arnold in his movies. I mean, he is just surrounded with all these incredible special effects, and Arnold doesn't need to speak English.
You know, he's such a big dope, though. Did you see the picture of the paper last night that they had the premiere of the movie?
Right.
And here he is, entering with Maria. Then he goes back to his dressing room and changes clothes.
Right.
And comes back in wearing a different outfit a second time.
Because he wears in the movie.
So that you could see that was me before, but this is my clone coming in now.
Being the perfect shill for the studio.
So yeah, look at the picture. The picture's him with Maria. Then it's him like giving the thumbs up like, look how smart I am.
Yeah, you don't know which one is the real me.
Okay.
Cloned.
The biggest laugh, I think, at the beginning of the movie is, remember in Predator when he goes to shake hands with Carl Weathers?
Right.
And they clasp their hands, and the picture, just their bites are going, argh.
Yeah, it's super macho.
He does the same thing. He's brushing his teeth, and he looks in the mirror, and just, and just starts posing, and you're laughing. But then the action kicks up, where he runs into, although they don't meet just yet, he runs into his clone, and they see what's going on, and then there is the people who made the clone trying to keep them apart.
A lot of scenes of Arnold curiously looking in the window.
Yes, a few.
A few.
What about where he sees himself? Is there ever Arnold?
talking to Arnold?
Eventually in the movie, because they team forward, they team up.
I might be in the theater this
weekend. They team up.
Hi there. How are you?
I am your brother, Jules.
That's great.
It works out well. Tony Goldwyn from Ghost, one of the pretty boys in Ghost, is the bad guy in the movie and does very well.
Is that the guy who killed Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
In Ghost.
No. Didn't kill him. He was involved with, he was the co-worker.
Was he the guy who was trying to bang Demi Moore?
Yes, okay. That one scene when he goes back in.
He's the bad guy.
He's good as the bad guy. He's very good. And then at the end, Arnold starts talking again, and the movie falls apart at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, Arnold's acting gets a 1. The movie, though, is one of the better ones he's done in years, and I give it a good 3.
All right, that's a 3 from Charlie Stockwell.
Good 3.
That's good.
And for Arnold, lovers and haters like myself.
Arnold, lovers or haters, you should like it.
Okay.
It's better than End of Days.
Okay, and what is the third movie
this
weekend?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay, lay that on me.
This movie, I can't say enough good things about. They took a 22-minute cartoon and stretched it out into a 2-hour movie. Anthony Hopkins does the narration of the book, but they also add in more of that Dr. Seuss language. You find out about Jim Carrey's character, the Grinch, coming in as a kid into Whoville.
I didn't know it was Anthony Hopkins. That's a great choice duplicate Boris Karloff's narration.
But it's that elegant Anthony Hopkins voice that he has doing the whole narration. And it's not all narration, of course. Jim Carrey takes over as the Grinch. You learn about the Grinch from a child, how he gets into Whoville, how he's persecuted. For those people who watch Ally McBeal, Buzz, you and I are the only ones.
Right.
The little lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
The kid lawyer, he is the Grinch as a kid. And that's funny to watch.
Because you watch Ally McBeal.
Thank you.
Watch Ally McBeal win Monday Night Football and Everybody Loves Raymond.
I have VCRs.
Okay.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, listen, Buzz.
Yes.
You ain't taping the football games.
No, that's true.
But you do tape the Raymond show, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, I watch Raymond, tape Ally, and watch her back later.
Well,
now it's all been explained.
Yeah. Sorry, my mistake. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play the fag tape.
You then see the Grinch going up into his mountain. And then Cindy Lou Who, little cute Cindy Lou Who, decides she wants the Grinch to come back down for Christmas. Hank Kingsley is in the film. He is the mayor of Whoville.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Fantastic.
That's funny. You still refer to him as Hank Kingsley.
Ron Howard directs, and he pokes fun at himself.
Can I ask one question about this? Being I am such a fan of the cartoon.
Yeah.
Is there a scene where they all get around the Christmas tree in a circle and they open up as a gate?
No, the gate doesn't open up.
I'm not going real soon.
At the end,
that thing we're seeing where he comes down on the sled?
Uh-uh.
Where he goes down on the sled with all the gifts. He's bringing the gifts back, and they're all standing in a circle in Whoville, and they, like, 8 of them open up as a gate.
And he slides in with the...
Yeah.
No, that, no.
That's my favorite scene.
No, he kind of goes in with a jet rocket with the presents at the end. But Ron Howard pokes fun at himself. He makes fun of Backdraft. You know how Ron Howard always wears the hat with USS Nimitz? At one point, he's trying to direct the dog on how to be a ranger. He puts the hat on and becomes a director, and you know Ron Howard is poking fun at himself. Jim Carrey, you're never going to see an Oscar for a movie like this, but he so becomes the Grinch. This is where this guy has transformed himself from Ace Ventura, pet detective, to doing outstanding work such as Man on the Moon, becoming Andy Kaufman, and in this case, being the Grinch. It's great to watch. It's funny. It's smart. It's well-paced. This will be the Home Alone. What Home Alone was 7 or 8 years ago, this will be this year. It's one of the best movies I've seen this year.
How many dollies?
4.
How many?
Four.
$4. Wow. That's a rare raid. $4.
That is truly incredible.
All right, Shuckles.
Get out of here.
All right.
Take your hate mail.
Hi, Charlie.
And get out of here.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stockwell.
There he goes.
That's a good Charlie segment today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 good segments with the mother trucker today.
Just remember, 2 stars for Rugrats, okay?
Right. Yeah.
You know, the guy
could just come in and say, listen,
you know, it's a movie for 5-year-olds, okay? Let's move along, please. Yeah, he plays to win, though. He sits there for that entire Rugrats movie in a theater, normally by himself.
He sure does. Oh, someone was talking to you about Rugrats, Mike.
Very good.
Hello, JP.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? Were you running track today?
No.
I don't think it's that JP, Mike.
Are you money? Have you lost weight?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you?
Can you go back to the subject of Rugrats?
Yes.
You guys are trashing Rugrats?
No, not trashing. I'm just saying my wife doesn't like my kids watching Rugrats.
Oh, okay. Well, why does she let you do that? My kids love it. Angelica's a witch. She's the evil older sister.
You know, I really
You don't know?
Don't care.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
Sorry about
that. Thanks.
Bye-bye. I really don't, you know.
Bye-bye.
Now, you know, there are plenty of issues on the home front.
It's one of those decisions your wife has made. Let her make her.
C'est la vie.
Right.
You know? I mean, I like her choices for my kids and what they're watching. And I come by and I say, you know, I say, turn it down.
That's about it. Hold on. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I wouldn't have my ass in jail. What they call toss the towel. That's the slang word, toss the towel. It means my ass. Right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my right? I will automatically get right? I will, you know, automatically. If he my for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a right? But the only difference is, it's not a right? It's clean. The person is decent. And the person knows that that's a but in mind, he's looking at it as a because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him, you know, we straight. That's it.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we want to thank all the sweeties. All the hotties.
All the honey.
All the cunny honey that called us today. All
right.
For strip trivia. Playing on Friday. We got 12 girls already signed up for the game.
Good.
We'll get a couple more girls on tomorrow's episode. Then we'll start signing up guys. And Friday, playing the game, strip trivia.
It's been a long time since we played strip trivia, and technically, since this is the last one of the year, it's the holiday edition of strip trivia.
Also last of the millennium, and also the first time that NASA has been involved in strip trivia.
And the pilgrim edition.
Hello, this is John and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, buddies?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah. You still think calls about the cop show?
Sure. Well, only if they're good,
All right, I live in Fort Myers, Florida.
Right.
About 5 years ago, I used to grow some illegal substance in my backyard.
All right.
And they weren't actually coming after me. They were chasing somebody through my yard. And they came across, you know, more or less what I had. And they basically tackled the guy in the middle of my little crop. And
Now, are you talking about just regular cops, or are you talking about the TV show cops?
TV show cops.
All right, so the TV show cops, they're coming after some other guy.
And they just happened to chase this guy, or did you know this guy that they were chasing?
No, not at all. They were just chasing through a bunch of yards, and they were coming over fence after fence. I live in a pretty tropical area. They just kind of come over my, not over my fence, but kind of through my fence.
Is your last name Ardinger?
And all of a sudden, and they were just there magically in your backyard in a big pile of marijuana?
It was just a substance I was growing, you know.
Okay.
And they wound up basically getting a search warrant for my house almost instantly, and I was still sleeping. I didn't know any of this was going on.
Well, I mean, do you live in a residential area?
Yeah, I live in a pretty residential area.
Do you have any giant pot plants growing in your backyard?
Well, I live in a pretty tropical area. There's a lot of palm trees and banana palms, and it all kind of just mixed in well.
Well, did you end up on cops?
Oh, yeah. I definitely ended up on cops.
Did you have your face pixelated?
Well, here's the thing. They don't ask you even at the end. I don't remember ever getting a... I never had to sign anything or anything like that. I saw myself on TV.
So they didn't obscure your face? Your face was there for everybody to see?
Everything.
Oh. How many years ago... maybe it had something to do with the time. Didn't a judge a couple of years ago, Buzz, have
That's
some
right.
kind of ruling saying that it was illegal to tape... people being arrested on TV?
About 2 years ago, we were afraid it was going to shut the show Cops down.
Yeah, how long ago were you arrested on the TV show?
Maybe four. I didn't get arrested. Here's, you know, they started questioning me. I said, listen, I said, I'm a renter here, and I said, I just moved in. And I said, I don't really know anything about this, even though it's mine.
Some of you are smart cops. So I guess if it was 4 years ago.
I'm a renter. This is just growing wild in the backyard.
All right. Have a nice day, sir. I guess if it was 4 years ago, it was before they had.
The ruling, yeah.
The ruling that says you have to get their permission to put their faces on TV.
And the early episodes of Cops, did they have any pixelated, or were they all just there?
Mm-mm. It's everything happening all right. the time.
I thought even on the early episodes, like if you had a background person, like not the person being arrested, but if you had somebody in the background, they would obscure their face.
You know, I don't think so. I think that even on the early episodes of Cops, even like license plates weren't pixelated out.
Right. At first it was considered like news footage, which you also don't see pixelated usually
right.
on the news.
Right.
thing. Right. It was like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Don and Mike Show?
Yes, you are on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi. I was wondering if Charlie was still there.
Charlie Stossel?
Yeah.
No, he's gone.
Oh, all right, thanks.
He's riding his bike home right now.
Oh, great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. You can probably catch him at the elementary school down the street, though. I'll
tell you, that wind chill is going to kill him tonight with those shorts.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Chilly.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Why are you spraying after a nice, juicy fart? You should be proud of that fart. You want to gag your coworkers out.
Let me tell you right now that that is our rule on the show. If they are really, really bad, you spray. You spray. It's the sound.
You made the judgment, though. You made the judgment.
Come on, Don, back me up on this.
Hold on. The smell, I just got to say the truth, the smell had not reached me yet on my side of the studio.
Yeah.
It was a judgment call.
Well, I'm sitting over here in the middle of it.
By Mike.
Trust me, it was not daisies, and I would have offended everyone in the studio.
You know, now, I'll also say that there are some days when we cut real stinkers in here, and we purposely don't use the spray.
Yeah, we use it as a battle, but let me explain the way the studio is laid out. Don is probably, about 3 feet away from me?
Yeah.
Charlie was about 10 inches away from me, sitting next to me.
It was out of
and
courtesy.
And the microphone, directionally, it was aimed right at Charlie's face.
You basically farted in his face.
In his face?
It was out of courtesy.
Yeah, and I kind of sprayed the citrus spray right in his face, too, and he was appreciative. He could go on, didn't lose his train of thought or anything. Otherwise, he would have been in a whole heap of trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
I just wanted to comment on the cops episode. I'm a retired police officer.
Yes.
In the early episodes, they weren't allowed to photograph minors. And that's the only thing they pixelated.
Right.
And the new rule is, the law that came out, was they can't enter a home and photograph it without the owner's permission.
So if it's like a road traffic stop, or if it's some guy like running through backyards or something, they can put that...
Right, because they're out in public domain.
Yeah, but it used to be like
they'd like kick the door in and go right in there.
Right? The first couple of years of Cops, man, everybody was on TV all the time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to give Mike a heads up. You need to watch a show called Dragon Tales.
What is Dragon Tales?
They got the burping rock. It's called the gaseous rock.
An animated feature, I take it?
Yes.
No. Perhaps something. Hey, that's you. You could recommend that to your children.
That falls under the Laura umbrella.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Funny little news story for you, real quick.
Well, that's why we have a funny little news guy.
He may not have heard about it. It's kind of obscure.
Do tell.
A guy about 6 years ago, he drank some kind of chemical or something and I guess scorched his esophagus.
Hey, speaking of Joe Ardinger, Joe, what are you doing calling our show?
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike. If you're going to call with a news story, you got to have more than there was a guy who lived in such and such a place, I think, and it was... Something to something or so.
And if you call Buzz Burbank with detailed information, Buzz, what do they get?
Do tell.
No, yeah, you get $1.06 for the best news tip of the week.
Absolutely. Best news tip of the week. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I have a news story for you.
Oh, no. Jorge.
Hey, Jorge.
My diaper is full and I'm ready for you to change me.
Oh, that won't be me, Jorge.
I've been eating pumpkin, Buzz.
Oh. Yeah, you keep that to yourself, Jorge.
Bring the baby wipes.
You're on your own, buddy.
I've got a full load.
Oh, boy. You're going to have to make me a better offer than that.
It's poopy time, Buzz.
Congratulations, Jorge. You enjoy that.
I'm leaning over.
This guy does love you, Buzz.
He does indeed.
So do you want Buzz to change your adult diaper?
Change me and bathe me.
I'm not going to do that, Jorge. It's not going to happen. And you've been eating pumpkin, huh?
Pumpkin and carrot, Mike.
Why that? Did you change the color?
Yeah, orangey. Yeah. Just like scatlover.com.
Pumpkin shampoo, yeah.
Right, gotcha. All right, thank you, Jorge.
Goodbye, Buzz.
Goodbye, Jorge. There goes Jorge.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Pumpkin. Don and Mike, have you been to createafart.com?
Have not. Is it a good site?
Oh, it's great. You can have long, juicy. You can name your farts long and juicy, however you want it. It's great. You got to check it out.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys, when you're talking to Doug Cummings tomorrow...
Yes,
Dave Cummings, otherwise known as Rudy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, not Doug Cummings.
Is that Tom Gavin's dad? Can you ask him to roar? I swear it's his dad.
Does he looks like Tom?
No, he sounds like Tom.
You think Dave? You think that Colonel Dave Cummings sounds like Tom Gavin?
Listen to him speak when he's...
No, speaking as the guy that sat across a dinner table from Tom Gavin just less than a week ago, I will tell you, Dave Cummings sounds nothing like Tom Gavin.
Absolutely not. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do tell.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I just want to say, I just moved to Virginia, and I've never heard your show, but I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
I listened to it on my way home from work, and I think you guys are hysterical.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you, honey. I'm sure very soon, one day, you'll turn on the radio and you'll hate us.
Probably not, but...
No, you will, but
what
you know,
I'm calling about...
You'll hate us, and you'll forget about whatever you hated us about, and you'll come back. Right. That's okay.
What I'm calling about is that my brother-in-law has a problem with BMs.
Really?
Yeah. What and is... I was wondering if you could call him and discuss with him why he can't go to the bathroom at work.
So your name was Amanda or Emily?
It's Amanda.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Oh, my, come on, that's cold.
No, I'm talking about me. My sister-in-law is Emily. I'm saying my BM.
Okay, all right.
What do you think I was doing?
I thought you were talking about the girl from 3 hours ago.
No.
The plus size model.
No, absolutely
What's
not.
What's her name, Emily?
I was focusing.
All right. I always
focus.
Definitely not plus. Her name, that's Emmy.
Emmy.
Okay, that's why I got mixed up.
I always focus the BM spotlight squarely on me.
I got you. Honey, we can't call anybody. You'd have to have him call himself.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will try to get him to do that, but he drives 20 minutes out of his way to go to his aunt's house to use the bathroom.
All right, well, he'd have to call us himself.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Well, thanks, guys.
I think anybody knows if you find that perfect toilet, no drive is too long.
Well,
you know,
nobody really wants to go at work unless they absolutely have to, right?
Speaking of BMs, we have a real BM crisis in our home. I mean,
is this breaking news?
Yes. I don't know if I can speak about it or not. Hey, honey?
Well, wait a minute, my boo-boo-boo. I'm listening to my favorite radio show. Okay, what?
Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, I got it, my sweet pea.
Hola.
Hola.
Hang it up, because I can't hear daddy-o. Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering how the boy would feel if I was to discuss the latest bathroom crisis in our home.
Oh, well, you know what? I would have to check with him because there's a mixture of pride and shame involved with that.
Yes, and frankly, I think
that
he has now
this is
gone.
The greatest tease in the history of the show.
No, it's nothing that big. It's just he has gone to such a level of laziness that it has driven Frida and I crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't speak until I can verify. Bart, unlock your door, civil play.
Hey, Marty.
I'm examining all the possibilities.
Door
is locked.
Yeah, turn down the... Are you listening to Daddy or are you listening to CD? CD. Daddy wants to know if he can talk about certain lazy habits of yours.
No.
Absolutely not, Daddy. And Bart, unlock your door. All right. No.
You have the door locked?
Yes, he had the door locked, and no, it can the laziness it cannot be discussed.
Rob,
in that regard,
you know, Rob, sometimes you disgust me.
Rob, right?
When you need something, you wrote it. The sound effect you put in the machine. Right. When Frida said that Bart had the door locked,
yeah.
Rob put in the.
I'm the only one who was picked.
The J.O. thing.
Hey, all right, he didn't. That was just Rob and a sound effect B. He's not talking about it. But don't lock your door because people will think that.
Hey, Bart.
But Bart?
Yeah?
We have a rule, no locking doors.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mommy and Daddy are alone.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Hey, listen. Hey, Bart.
He hung it up on that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, why don't you ask what the problem is about talking about the other thing?
Well, that's private, Daddy. I mean, really, it is. He's a 15-year-old boy, and anything that happens in the bathroom is private.
I think it would be better to talk about it because I've mentioned it now.
Well, Daddy,
and it's nothing like, you know...
You know what? That was your error. You should have called during a commercial.
Well, some woman called and said that they were having a BM crisis at her
Daddy?
Home.
Daddy?
All right.
You know what? You're really out of line. I mean, I let things go with my life, but Bart...
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
The topic's not open for discussion.
All right. I'm meeting with my girlfriends tonight, Daddy-o.
You're what?
I'm meeting with my girlfriends.
Great.
I won't be home when you get home.
Great. What are you doing with them?
I'm just having dinner with them.
Okay. That's the same annoying pack that was down at the house yesterday?
That that likes you, that makes the mistake of trying to talk to you?
No, listen, as I do like all the women on my street.
Is she traveling with a new crew?
No, no, it's the same pack. It's Bunny and Sarah. I do like them.
You know what? They got tickled because you get so uncomfortable around women.
You know, no, it's not that I was uncomfortable around women. I was sitting in the kitchen.
Why can't you talk to them and use your honey voice?
I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I'm doing my show prep. It's the other morning,
right?
And I got all my crap laid out on the table. I'm writing all my notes and I hear the front door open and it's the Cunny Patrol. It's the three of them coming in. And I hear them saying, when they don't know I'm sitting in the kitchen, as they walk through, they see the refrigerator, and they go, oh, my God, look at it. Oh, my God, because they don't know I'm sitting
there. You know what?
Right? It's the real reaction.
You don't know to count your blessings because, you know, it could have been, have you seen the new guy cutting somebody's lawn or something like that?
Well, anyway.
That's interesting.
So anyway, they come in and they see me there and they go, oh, listen, don't you want to discuss the refrigerator with
me? Because you get like Wally Cleaver around.
You know, I said, no, I don't, you know, I've already been through the refrigerator thing with you, so what I do is...
You can't even make the direct eye contact.
I pack up all of my stuff, I go and I retreat to my room, where, again, I'm laying out all my notes, I'm getting the show prepped. All of a sudden, they all come in my room. They all...
Yeah, because, you know, the discussion was, look how uncomfortable. Isn't that cute? Look the way he just ducked his head, couldn't even look us in the eye. Look the way he kind of shuffled. He just scurried away. He kind of gave me a look like, please help me, and then ran away from the women.
You fear the women when they're in a pack? But,
yes, and they all have that...
Be very afraid. Be very... That's good judgment.
They
Unless
have that,
he's drinking, that... he has a horrible fear of women.
Okay, now listen. I was not drinking.
No, of course.
And I'd like to point out that one of the women who shall remain nameless, who you've yelled at me for being friendly with one of
when
our neighbor
drinking.
Women when I'm drinking. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but like
how friendly
she had. We were watching a movie down in our basement, and I had
then it's an arm around.
I had one arm around Frida. I was hugging Frida.
Right.
And I had the other arm around on the couch.
That's a good move.
Around the neighbor.
Did you give them both the like reassuring squeeze?
Bud likes that move because it's a prelude to the next.
Absolutely. Frida's the only one who got the reassuring squeeze. But anyway, my point is that when I was...
Is there no happy medium? Can you not squeeze my friend?
No.
Them in the eye?
Your friend, the one we're speaking of, whose name I'm not going to say, was actually had her arm around me.
Well... She's, you know, that's not a problem, but I'm just saying, when you're not...
Okay, what that...
Wow.
That's not a problem.
When you're not... Right. I've hugged your partner. I've hugged both Mike and Buzz before. I mean,
okay,
that's not...
Yes,
a deal.
You have,
we were, just standing in the kitchen, though, and I was just...
You know, I hate it when I don't get any... I know you're under your phone. I was trying to get a little rise out of you there, you know? I mean, you definitely got your eyes on this shy around women.
Well, no, because I'm not shy around women, but the point is that these... When they travel in a pack like this... And when they're just focused on something like the refrigerator...
Yeah, but we came into your cave and we would have talked football or we would have talked whatever
please. No, you know, it was just... It's the refrigerator. Again, it's the friggin' refrigerator.
The Sub-Zero.
Yes.
Gosh, I don't know. You know, so many men would be glad to have a happy little housewife.
Honey, I'm glad you're happy about the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I truly am. Mm-hmm. But there's just something that flipped me out when I heard, uncensored, the three of you come through the door and it was like... Like Ricky Martin was standing naked in the kitchen. They were like, oh, my God. Oh, God. It's beautiful. Can you imagine? Oh, my. It's more beautiful than I thought it could be. Oh, my God. Then they see me. They go, oh, hi. We didn't see you here. And I feel like I walked in on you girls masturbating or something. Yeah. You know?
You know what? It would be like if somebody came over and really admired, if a man is talking in a garage, oh my, you know, that's a great looking car you got there, you know, or what a ride or something like that. I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't know. It just weirded me out.
I know. Little Wally Cleaver, you are adorable, though.
I love you.
I love you too, my boo-boo.
All right, I'll see
anyway,
you.
Anyway,
you're going out with them?
I'm not going out. I'll be on the street.
Okay.
I'll be in the neighborhood, but I'm still making you dinner.
All right, thank you.
All right, love you.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Making dinner with those special ingredients in that new refrigerator.
That's right. They're out there discussing handbook revisions tonight. The three of them. You know the handbook.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
The Cunning Handbook.
It's a special handbook. Constant revision.
Constant.
Yeah. No constitution, that handbook. No.
Isn't Carrie one of the editors of that?
She wrote the preface.
She wrote the preface. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Hi. We're doing great.
Okay. I just started listening to your show about a couple of days ago.
Thank you.
And it's a great show. I mean, the best show I've ever heard about talking, at least no songs, and I'm sick of hearing songs on the radio all the time.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
But I had to go through the hell to get through to you making this comment. I don't know why it was so hard.
Now, how did that happen, sir?
How did that happen? Okay, I've been trying to call since yesterday. Mm-hmm. Every time I call, there's some girl you got over there, like a security guard or something.
Lisa. That's her name, Lisa.
She pick up on...
Ms. Lisa, I have a question for you. Were you having an argument with Lisa about 10 minutes ago?
And there is another guy. I've been having an argument with him because they don't want me to just make a simple comment. Every time I call, all they say, you're not taking call. And next thing I heard on radio, you're taking somebody's call. I'm like, what's going on here?
All right, listen. First, let me explain to you that... Before they come in to start arguing with you again, let me explain to you that a lot of times if we have, like, a guest in here, they tell people we're not taking calls, but a lot of times I'll just answer the phone anyway and I take on-screen calls.
So that's probably what started the whole thing.
But that's exactly the point. I'm trying to call you not today. I mean, this is like Thursday. I'm listening to the radio station.
Hold on. Is this the guy that was screaming at Charlie Broyhill? Is this the guy you told me was screaming at you saying that he's not getting on the air just because he's a foreigner?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We love
calling
foreigners.
Calling me a foreigner and go drive your cab and stuff. Now, how do they know I drive a cab? How do they know I don't have enough money
right?
to drive a radio station? How do they know all that?
Well, it's kind of like he's on his cell phone. I heard the radio in the background.
You tell him to go drive his cab?
No, I said, you should.
I've been on a telephone for an hour.
So this is what I went through with him.
Hold on a second. Did you tell him to go drive his cab?
I said you shouldn't be driving your cab and talking on the phone at the same time. It's dangerous.
All right, now tell me something. Do you drive a cab?
No, I don't.
So I was wrong. I'm sorry.
I've been driving from New York back to Baltimore the whole time. I've been using my telephone. If I can afford to pay that telephone the whole time.
Where are you?
I mean, I got enough money to do a lot of better things than drive.
What is your country of origin, sir? Where are you from?
I'm from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Lisa, yeah. You argue with this dude? Did you argue with him?
Yeah.
I bet he hates a woman giving him lip because, you know, they've got those rules in that country.
Right. You'd have to wear that black veil over your face.
Sure, yeah. Women are not respected.
My hide showing.
Mm-hmm. What did you yell at him about?
Well, I just don't think that he understood what I was trying to say, that when we're not taking calls, we're not taking calls. And he brought up right away, is it because I have an accent? And I said, oh, sir, you are absolutely correct. Because you're foreign, I'm not putting you through. Then I tried to explain to him about the unscreen phone calls, about how sometimes while I'm answering phone calls in the back, you'll pick them up and they'll be unscreen calls on the air. And I tried to explain that to him. He didn't want to listen to that.
Was he upsetting you, Lisa?
Actually, it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Are you having your period now?
No.
Okay.
I think so.
Sir.
I think so. That's so funny. Yeah.
I think so.
I think that is true.
Well, listen, I want to tell you something. Both of these kids, Charlie and Lisa, they argue with people on the telephone
all the time. Very stressful job, taking hundreds of phone calls each and every day.
All the time. It has nothing to do with wherever the hell you're from.
I started out very pleasant with him, and he thought I was a psychiatrist.
Absolutely. Charlie was very nice, very calm.
And then my medication kicked in. And
can I say something now?
Yeah, what?
I've been listening to you guys. Can I say something?
What?
I mean, the point is, when you have listeners, the listeners is your customers. It's a one-point way. Yeah, your customers. If you don't have listeners, you don't have business. Is that right?
Hey, Lisa.
Am I right or wrong?
No, listen. Lisa's doing the big J-O sign.
No,
you're wrong.
Right,
no,
wrong?
No, you're wrong. Because you know what? You know what? Okay, now I'm going to yell at you, okay?
As a business
listen
way,
to me.
I mean,
listen to me, you dothead. Listen. If you don't like the fact that you can't get through to participate, change the station.
So you're telling me not to listen to you again.
You know what? I don't care if you listen or not. If you listen, thank you. If you don't listen because you're pissed, because you didn't get through, because you think you're a foreigner, then the problem is with you, and I'll see you later. Okay?
Hello?
There he is.
Hey. See? Problem solved. I bet you won't get a call from him again.
Oh, no, we will. We still will.
I guarantee he will.
Yeah.
I guarantee. This is not like fast food. I mean, that's the problem. You know, yes, you folks are the customers. That I do agree with. And we try to put on the best goddamn show we can for you because you're trapped in your car every day.
But if you don't like it, change the station. That's the prerogative of being the customer. It doesn't mean that the show has to be done the way that you specifically think it should be done.
Absolutely.
You know, and I got to
stop picking on our people.
And I got to give props. Speaking of fast food, because it's not, I said it's not like a McDonald's. I today, and I hate to say anything nice about McDonald's because the bastards will not advertise on our show. Yeah. But today, I had to go to a doctor appointment over at Tyson's Corner.
I got sick in the hospital.
You can't go to your doctor.
And, you can't even get sick.
And I went to McDonald's today. And I want to tell you something. If you go to the McDonald's on Route 7, down by Embassy Suites and Toys R Us,
okay.
That is, you know how the McDonald's close to the station sucks ass?
I mean, it's horrible. Every time, it's 20 minutes every time.
Listen to this efficiency.
Really?
I pull up. The line of cars at the drive-thru is at least 12.
Really?
I pull up and I'm like, wow, this is the only place I can get a hamburger. I'm going to be screwed. I'm sitting there. A guy comes running out to my car and he says, hello, what is your order? And I say, hi, I would like a cheeseburger. And he says, will that be all? And I say, yes. And he takes out a post-it note and he writes on it, cheeseburger. And he puts it on my rearview mirror. And then he writes 49 cents, and he sticks that to my rearview mirror. Now, as I make my way up to where you'd normally order the food,
yeah.
They got a guy standing there, and he's got like one of those goddamn Good Humor Man belts that
right.
gives change.
Wow.
The guy takes my first post-it note that says how much I pay, and he goes, 79 cents. I give him a dollar. He goes, with the change machine on his belt.
You're already paid. You paid for it at the place where you would normally talk to the clown.
Yes. He gives me the money back. I pull up to the next window, which is normally the window where you have to pay.
Right.
The girl reaches out. She takes off the other post-it note, one cheeseburger, gives me the bag, one cheeseburger.
Total time expenditure?
90 seconds. Tops.
That's pretty incredible.
And I'm telling you.
Are they doing that at other places?
I don't know.
So.
They should. Well. I'm telling you. And I hate to say anything nice about McDonald's because F them, they won't advertise with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, this McDonald's, Route 7, organization.
Yeah.
I mean, they got five people outside.
That's great.
Running up the cars and the post-it note. You know I love a post-it note anyway.
Yeah, right.
A genius move.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's so great.
I've never heard you. Sing the praises of McDonald's before.
And generally I won't because they won't advertise.
So maybe all the fast food chains can take their lead and put people outside.
And I don't know who the manager there is.
Roller skates might be a good idea.
But that guy needs a promotion.
Yep.
Because that guy is a freaking genius. I pulled in there and I thought for sure, I'm looking at 30 minutes.
Right.
And I was out in 90 seconds.
That's great. Bring tears to your eyes.
Goddamn efficient.
They could use that over the one down here on the corner.
That's right. They sure could.
Which is really, you want to talk to 50, it's 15 minutes before you actually get the order established because it's like, I said, yes.
Yeah, the one down the street by Paul the Sixth is the worst McDonald's in the history of McDonald's. It's awful. But this one at Tyson's Corner, man.
Five people outside.
Got a system.
Way to go.
You got three guys running around with post-it notes. The one guy
sent them down to Florida.
The guy standing there with the money.
Yeah. See if they can do the recount.
Yes. Yes.
And have the guy that counts the votes will be that guy that's dispensing the change.
I'm telling you, it was highly efficient. I loved it. I almost think, you know what, Rob?
Yeah.
You can relate to this. I thought it was very German.
Good.
I was very efficient. It was a very efficient way to run a McDonald's.
All right. Well, that's very good, Mr. Liddy.
Rob and I often discuss how efficient the Germans are. But if you want something done right, I mean, take WW2 out of it.
Right.
If you want something done right,
yes,
you get a German to do it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When I was in Germany like two Christmases ago, they have restaurants. 6, 7, 8 times bigger than any American restaurant you ever go to. And the
right.
food and the beer is in front of you before you know it. Efficiency.
Right.
Just never forget.
Well, that's you just got to take the visa. You just got to take that little flake.
You know that's difficult for me to do.
You just got to, just for a second, Mike, just
Just make believe that never happened.
Buzz, I'm not privy to those conversations where they marvel at the efficiencies of the German people.
But you're lucky that way.
Yeah, very lucky. You know, I just as soon stay out of that loop. When we talk about BMW.
Yes, sir. How efficient the assembly line is.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
That's interesting. I join me next time when I'll be running to the car the next time that conversation.
And they drive fast on the Autobahn because they're in a hurry to be efficient.
Yes, to be efficient. And what an efficient highway that is. Huh?
You never hear anybody screaming louder than me. Never forget.
Right. Exactly.
I would never trust the crowds, okay? They're awful people, but I'm saying
they're awful people.
Outside of the fact that they were the worst killing machine, the worst genocide in the history of the world.
Right. Yes, Marge.
They can build a hell of a road.
God.
But they went too far.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
Well, boys, your dog Shotzi's waiting for you down in the parking lot.
All right,
so no Reds.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, 12 beautiful women for strip trivia.
All right.
Playing the game Friday.
Yay.
Grand prize for strip trivia. 4-night, 5-day trip to Orlando, FLA. That includes a VIP tour of Kennedy Space Center, lunch for the astronauts, and tickets to see the shuttle launch on Feb 15.
Good.
Courtesy of Titan AE.
Titan.
An action-packed science fiction adventure. Own Titan AE on DVD and VHS now. And see space like you've never seen it.
Space creatures.
Before, we want to thank all of the women who called earlier today, all of our ho-ho-hos.
You know, we really did have a fantastic response after our work stop.
After a very brief work stoppage, thanks to Buzz, and again, thanks to Frida for helping out there. Tomorrow, last-minute girls signing up, and we'll open up the lines for the fellas.
Good.
Okay, now we got to get right to Buzz with the news and comments, but I know there are one or two more phone calls to get to. Hello, the Don and Mike Show.
You think you know bad, huh?
Okay, now I know this is Mike, the TV boy.
No.
Is this Arnold?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Okay, but it is Mike, the TV boy, playing tapes of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Mike, how are you?
Yes.
You're okay?
Stop it!
What are you so upset about, Arnold?
You idiot.
Well, don't call me an idiot.
Stop whining.
I'm not whining.
Yes.
No, he's not whining.
Yes.
No.
Who is who is this really?
My name is Julius.
Wait, are you Julius?
Yes.
Are you also John Kimball?
Yes.
Are you also Mike the TV boy?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, why are you calling?
You think you know bad, huh?
I thought he'd say stop whining again. I didn't get that.
Stop whining.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you have a main message today, Arnold?
Yes.
All right, what is your main message for us?
You think you know best, huh?
Yeah, I think I know best.
Oh, you want to f*** me?
Wow. Would you repeat that, please?
Oh, you want to f*** me?
No, we don't want to F you, Arnold.
Yes.
Oh, you want that, huh? Is that what you want from us?
Yes.
Say it again.
Oh, you want to f*** me?
So you want Mike and I to F you?
Yes.
That's gross.
So you're saying you're a homo?
You idiot. No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
But you want Mike and I to F you?
Yes.
Do you really? I mean, is it yes or is it yes?
Stop being such a pussy.
Hey, watch out there, Arnold.
He called you a pussy?
He called me a pussy.
Yes.
Stop being such a pussy.
What else?
Stop being such a pussy.
What do you want now, Arnold?
Stop it.
Stop what?
Stop whining.
I'm not whining.
Oh, you want to f*** me?
No, we don't. No, we don't. But you want us to do it to you, right?
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
All right. Good call. Goodbye, Arnold.
Well, I've got news for you.
Okay, what?
4 years of Al Gore.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess it's a little election prediction,
and
Arnold.
He ends with a political statement.
Yes.
What was that political statement again, Arnold?
4 years of Al Gore.
Wow. That's great.
And stop being such a pussy.
And you want us to F you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Arnold.
I'll be back.
All right.
Very good.
Bye.
There he goes.
Goodbye. One of his best efforts.
That's fantastic.
That's a pretty good one. Oh, Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I'm a long time fan. I really hate to call in and bust your balls about this, but I gotta say I'm not a big fan of Charlie.
Of Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah. About 2 weeks ago, I called in when you guys were talking politics, the whole big bet thing that you guys were doing. And I called in, and Broyhill answered the phone, and I told him that I was going to vote for Bush, and I wanted to talk about Bush. And out of nowhere, he calls me a dirty Jew.
Now, I don't believe
no
that.
No way.
I don't believe it.
Put Charlie on.
No way.
I do not believe
it. Let me talk to Charlie then.
I don't
he told me to stick a menorah up my ass. He told me that.
Yeah, that's me. That's exactly how I am.
The biggest anti-Semite I've ever met. He told me he J.O.'s the Holocaust films.
Oh, now you stop. Stop it right now.
Get off.
That's somebody just busting your balls, Charlie.
Jesus Christ.
God, what's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He wasn't really?
Mike Radio Gods. How's it going?
No. No. Hello.
Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Billy.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that, first of all, your call screeners are great, but that's besides the point.
No, they're not. They're awful. What can we do for you?
Well, actually, I kind of got a kick today. I know Tom Gavin's a great speller, but apparently he's also pretty good at psychology. One of my professors was posting grades today, and they, you know, let us put whatever name we want on there. Apparently Tom Gavin got one of only 5 A's in the class.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I didn't understand that call. Do you understand that
call? I didn't understand that call at all. Rob, with his large brain, seems to have understood it.
When you do it, when you take a big test, like in a big psych class in college, they do it by social security number, but they'll post it under any name you want, so you can be anonymous. Oh. So obviously someone said, post my grade under the name Tom Gavin.
Gotcha.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
Great story.
Hello.
You told it so well.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just had a comment about the dot head thing you guys said. I was kind of offended, and I didn't expect that from you two, because I know you guys are pretty cool about all races, and you hate everyone equally.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So I didn't really expect a comment like that. That's kind of offensive, I mean, especially coming from me. Who's
you know, I recognize this lady. That's what she wants to get on the show and do the argument.
It's
thing.
Her.
It's a bad time of the day.
I've never called before, really.
No, you have.
You're it's the same lady.
You're the same exact lady.
You're the John Bonet lady.
You call every time to get into an argument, and it's not going to work, darling.
Are you serious?
Pardon me?
I never called before, and I just honestly, like, I love your show, but I was so surprised to hear you guys say something like
that. Right. You're really shocked to hear something that you consider to be offensive on this show.
Yes, that's a tribute to your intelligence.
You want to know why? Because I know that you guys would never say anything like the N-word about black people or anything about Spanish people or any other race.
Now, this is the lady that just wants to get us going.
I'm telling you, this is the John Bonet lady.
I promise you guys, I've never called before in my life.
No, it's the way you talk like that. It's just crazy, lady. Why don't you use your fake, what was the accent she used the last time?
Kind of a British accent, wasn't it?
No, was it a country hillbilly accent? That
she used that, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to say that. I didn't really want to stir you guys up or anything.
No, you get off by it.
I've listened to you guys since WABA times.
You get off by it. You don't answer that, though. You get off on being on the radio. That's what you dig.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you.
You don't like it? You were offended? Change the station. Good
no,
idea.
You know what? It's not that. I mean, I was offended, and at first I was.
Well, then change the station.
But
change the station.
But I like listening to you guys.
No, well, then not allowed anymore.
Oh, nope, sorry.
You're not allowed anymore.
Tacky?
You're not allowed anymore.
Goodbye.
It's not tacky.
Goodbye forever. Goodbye forever.
You're out of our lives.
Goodbye forever.
Lest anybody think the opposite. This is not a lady calling with a real complaint.
No, this is the lady that's called because she just likes to get us going.
This is the professional, and whenever anything is said that she can pick up on,
she would never hang up. She would stay on for 5 hours if she could.
Do you realize it's not the same person?
Yes, we realize it's the same person.
Wait, it's exactly.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Of course you don't. And then you would stay on for 3 hours if you could.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that
somebody calling with a legitimate complaint would voice the complaint, would hang up, and would move on.
Right.
Especially after I said, if you don't like it, turn it off or change the station.
Right.
I know. I'm just trying to get your opinion on it, though.
No.
But you're the same lady.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Honey, we know it's you.
All right, well, go away.
Okay, I got it.
Go away, Pastor. Go away. Hey, I said go away.
Okay.
Go away.
All right, bye-bye.
Shoo.
Go. Go.
Go.
Go. Where to, mister?
Go.
Go.
Get out of here, man.
Where to, mister?
Go. Move.
See, she's still there.
Right.
You can't hang up. That's your thing. That's how we know, because that's your illness.
It's the lady.
Mm-hmm. It's everybody's illness.
No, it's not.
It's the lady.
The entire world.
Hey, Rob.
This is my first time on the radio station.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Hey, Rob, see if she stays after you give her one of these. Give her one.
Liar!
There you go. You hear what Rob just called you?
Lord?
Yes.
I don't get offended that easily.
A lying whore.
Right, you don't get offended that easily, right. But, okay. you were calling because you were offended.
Right.
I was offended.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure every other Indian person listening is offended.
You're going to have to break that glass pretty soon.
Yeah. No, listen, though, breaking the glass on her is an insult.
To the glass.
To the engineers who came up with the PTAA.
That's right.
No,
I never get to break the glass on the PTAA.
I want to. Let her go a little more.
Okay, very good.
Let her go a little more, then make the...
All right.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
So,
you guys don't have anything else to say about it?
Say anything about what?
About... I don't know, the fact that you don't think there's anything wrong with a comment like that.
Okay, there we go. Thank you very much.
Warning. Warning.
She wouldn't let it
go. Terminate this call. Warning. This is not a test. This is the potential tedious argument alarm system.
There you go,
the caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them. And we also know you're an asshole. Terminated. Thank you, and good day.
Hey, yeah, that felt good.
Hey.
And I'm glad she stayed on message.
She sure did. She sure did.
Fantastic.
That lady's a pro, man.
Yes, she is.
She is. She is a pro.
Be on all night if she could.
Mm-hmm. All the other shows. And that's what I heard about her. Like, she calls MAL.
Not right. Surprised.
You know, she'll call MAL and start screaming at old, feeble Charlie Warren.
How you doing today? Charlie Warren show.
He doesn't
know. I didn't offend anybody by talking about who's the critic.
Look at the thing is, she calls these other shows. They're so goddamn afraid of having said anything that
you're
maybe,
the critic.
Maybe was mildly offensive to anybody.
Sorry, it's the critic. I'm Charlie Warren. Nice to see you. How you doing today? You're the critic.
Hey, don't forget News Clues. Is that another one?
Got News Clues coming up for you.
Hey, you want to stick around for Fast Flicks?
Fast Flicks, Charlie Warren, WMAL.
And also got a guest coming up to talk about running and camping.
It's time for the news in the comments with Buzz.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. In a world where on the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring
Charlie Warren
news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Hold on, Buzz. I got a lead story for you.
Oh, listen up. This just in. Here we go.
This just out.
I am sorry, that is unsponsorable.
Sorry. What's your story, Buzz?
That is not
I'm
the best.
Bummed out. Sorry.
That is not the best news fanfare I've ever heard.
Sorry.
Tonight's headline: Beetle stabber found innocent.
Oh. You're not talking about what's his name, are you?
I'm talking about the George Harrison case and the guy who.
Oh, that guy,
him.
That stabber. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody. Wow. Okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike show.
That was very
professional.
This. He's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cracker?
They'll splash the pot wherever the if they please. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Here we go with news and comments now. Buzz's News tonight brought to you by Best Buy. This holiday season, give them magical gifts that let people have more fun with their time. Best Buy, turn on the fun.
All right.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. The guy who broke into George Harrison's house and stabbed him last year has been found innocent by reason of insanity.
Oh, well, that's not really innocent. Then they're going to put him away.
Yes, they are. But Harrison's family's not happy about the verdict. They call the insanity verdict an ancient lunatic law. They say they can never forget that Michael Abram was, and I quote, full of hate and violence when he broke into their home. Harrison.
Hi, I'm George Harrison. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and I'm sure they never play my records either.
Right.
Play some of my records, and maybe I will listen to it.
Harrison.
That's an old tape right there.
Sure is. Pull out of the archives. Harrison testified he thought he was dying after Abram stabbed him. He said he felt
dying.
His chest collapse and blood rush into his throat. Abram's mother says her son is deeply contrite about what he did and sincerely apologizes.
He will be held in a mental hospital indefinitely.
Hi, I'm George Harrison. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and I'm sure they never play my records either. Play some of my records, and maybe I will listen to
them. I just had to get a second play out of that, because there's never any Beatles stories in the news.
Not at all.
And that's the only Beatle endorsement we have.
Backstage at the Prince's Trust concert in London, England.
Cool.
Harrison says that he yelled at his attacker. But he yelled at his attacker, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, hoping that it would calm the guy.
Did he have the little bell?
It didn't.
Did he have the little bell?
Maybe that's why it didn't work.
God, made the guy stab harder.
Oh, my God. He just still has the stuff.
That's got to hurt.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
I'm ringing my bell and wearing my Nehru jacket.
Sobbing, get on in the house.
Well, I'm obligated to tell you what happened today in the presidential race.
Okay.
But I also feel obligated to tell you it's gotten even more boring and confusing with no end in sight.
All right, well then, fine. Then you've just done it.
All
thank
right.
you. Good. It's gotten more boring and confusing with no end in sight. Thank you, Buzz.
Right.
You've just saved us a collective great amount of time.
I think so. President, I can tell you this, though, and this is kind of interesting. President Clinton today assured the leaders of other countries there's nothing to worry about.
President Clinton.
Clinton. He told the presidents of Russia, South Korea, and other countries that the American people are pretty relaxed about the unsettled vote. He told them that Al Gore and George W. Bush both have strong credentials and that the world can rest easy. Isuzu is recalling more than 18,000 troopers because the fuel tanks leaked in crash tests.
We are recalling these Isuzu cars right now.
We are bringing more cars over from Japan. I'm Charlie War.
The recall includes all 2,000 troopers with four-wheel drive and the first batch of 2001 models with four-wheel drive. She lives. In fact, the woman who had her heart removed for 45 minutes yesterday while doctors repaired it is now listed in good condition.
She's alive!
The hospital in Houston says the New York woman is awake, alert, in good spirits, and drinking fluid.
She's alive.
In a rare and risky procedure, doctors removed her heart, removed three tumors from it, repaired it, and reinstalled it. They used tissue from a cow's heart to repair the holes left by surgery.
And I know yesterday we played a fake tape of the woman. Here, really, is the woman real calm?
Good.
You Don Geronimo! You Don Geronimo! Sounds good.
There she is.
Awake and alert. If she survives, she'll be only the second of four patients to do so, and doctors say the prognosis is good.
Gotta do this, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair! He didn't get out of the Costa Duty car!"
Right. Station break. Mobile, Alabama, our radio station is WABB. In Ocean City, Maryland. Ah, we're back on 96 Rock, right here in Washington, D.C., every day on WJFK. And got to mention, WNEW New York.
Always take you with me, everywhere I go.
Women love their penises.
Well,
Don and Mike.
Of course. Facts is facts. Parts is parts. Dogs love cheese. Beer is food. This is good. Let's see. Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, now we're getting somewhere. Vice President Gore says he'll abide by the results of the Florida recount if George W. Bush agrees to allow hand counts of ballots in three Democratic counties. Gore told reporters he's also prepared to include all Florida counties in a recount. Gore also proposes, and this is what you guys were talking about. Yeah, I don't really understand it thoroughly either. I'm just telling you what they're telling me.
It sounds to me as backwards as the thing that...
Sounds to me like he's saying the same thing his people have been saying for a week.
But the Bush people said the other day where it was like, they're making giant concessions, and really they're not.
No, no, they're both coming out and saying the exact same thing they always say. Democrats want a hand recount, the Republicans don't. It's as simple as that. They're going to say anything that indicates that.
So do we or don't we have a hand job? That's the question.
That is exactly what we stand.
Shock jock.
Vice President Gore says he'll abide by the results of the Florida recount. There's an if attached to that, but I think that's the first time certainly he has said that publicly. Yeah. Gore, and this is what you guys were talking about the other day, Gore also proposes that he and Bush meet personally, not to negotiate, but to, quote, improve the tone of our dialogue, Gore suggests another meeting take place after the winner of the presidential election is decided to support national unity.
You know what I think we should do, really?
What?
Take all the ballots from Florida, put them in a box, send them to Germany. Let the Germans count.
You know what I think of that idea?
Oh, hold on, Mike's got a message.
Oh, my
God. Goddamn, it's been a strong day for you today.
It's strong.
Thank you very much. Yeah, can't say enough about that new diet. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Wow. Maybe you've heard about or even had some experience with the shortage of flu vaccine this year, but in the...
Hey, where are our flu shots? We didn't get them this year because there is...
The shortage?
A shortage. But just said the shortage.
I'm going to call the nurses back tomorrow and see if there's any extra. I'd like to get them, you know, as soon as possible.
I got mine already.
You did?
Yes.
So you're supposed
to. Supposed to wait till everybody on the show gets them on the show.
It was looking grim. It was toward the end of October. It was time.
Well, actually, yeah, aren't we past the flu shot time?
No, I don't think so, because we were supposed to hold off and leave the serum for, like, the sick and the elderly. So it's good.
Okay, then I can understand why Buzz got here.
I get first crack at it.
Right.
But in the state of New York, nearly 16,000 prison inmates are getting their shots.
Hey
now, come on.
They should be writing letters to Charlie Stoppel.
That's right.
And they should be divided racially to watch television. They shouldn't be getting flu shots.
Don't give them shots, give them pens.
Officials say the inmates get priority because they have conditions that could cause serious complications if they got the flu.
Oh, yeah, I wonder what that is.
Conditions like HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. Uh-huh. But the union representing prison guards says law-abiding citizens should get first crack at the vaccine, which is in short supply reportedly because of manufacturing problems.
Uh-huh.
A cemetery owner has been told he cannot bury any more bodies until the charges against him are cleared up.
Bring out your dead.
The charges include that he dug up old corpses to make way for new ones.
There we go. I will leave lots of space in the cemetery.
It's a temporary restraining order.
Was he German?
This is extremely efficient. Boy, I'll tell you something. Don and Rob would be proud of me.
Temporary restraining order against the owner of Forest Hills Memorial Gardens in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Clinton, Maryland.
Clinton, Maryland.
Williams is also charged with operating a cemetery without a license.
Williams? Does he need a license to operate a cemetery?
I did not know that. And a string of other business-related violations. Apparently, some headstones are also missing, and Williams is reportedly unable to find some of the graves that should be in his cemetery.
Oops.
Ah, that's not very efficient, is it, boys?
No. No, Buzzer, we must do this. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Right. World champion Lucy Juicer. Don and Mike.
Here he is.
Guy J.
Right.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says, and I quote, "You do not get to smoke marijuana. If you do, we're going to arrest you." The mayor said he smelled pot as he was leaving from giving a speech the other day in Midtown Manhattan. He sent his security detail after.
Really? Should go to a Jets game sometime.
Jesus Christ.
Mom, those Jets. What's the matter with Vinny Testaverde?
Take it back. Not just the Jets. Although, more people smoke pot at Jets games than at a Giants game.
Mom, I can't believe that. Lame crap.
And remember, the problem for the Philadelphia Eagles is laughing gas. They've been using a lot of laughing gas and buying, selling, and using it in the stadium.
Look at the size of that couch. Isn't that the funniest thing ever?
Now, that one I didn't know. I didn't know. Yeah.
They're getting high in Philly on laughing gas.
The police have been making arrests. It's not illegal to possess nitrous oxide in Pennsylvania.
Hey, you think those guys in 20 below zero with their shirts off? You got to have some motivation.
Now we know. Anyway, Mayor Giuliani sent his own security detail after the suspects, but the pot smokers got away. Giuliani's apparently decided it's time for another crackdown on what he calls the quality of life offenses. That means he's going after hookers and panhandlers and the squeegee guys again. Giuliani says the police will use crime statistic computers to map the city's trouble spots for these kinds of problems.
We say officially the Don and Mike Show is friend of the squeegee man in New York City.
Yeah.
Squeegee guys.
Squeegee guy.
We found you found your home.
Yes. You can come on our show anytime we're on the streets of Manhattan.
Don and Mike Show, friend to the squeegee guy.
Sure. The mayor says these offenses will be handled with the same vigor as violent crime.
Just don't arrest any of the guys on the street in adult diapers.
Or women.
Don't do that.
Please.
They were nowhere to be seen the day we were doing that.
Or women urinating. Maybe you remember the painting of the Virgin Mary that caused such an uproar in New York last year. Mayor Giuliani and others were incensed about a showing of the painting which features its subject covered with feces.
Oh, I love that painting. I'm sending it on a Christmas card this year.
Oh, I'm so glad you made that final decision. You're not going with the dogs playing poker with Christmas or Santa hats on?
Please don't have to go to the Virgin Mary covered in feces.
Fantastic. That's great. Will your family picture be down there in the lower right-hand corner?
Yeah.
Last month, a 73-year-old man was convicted on misdemeanor graffiti charges for splattering white paint on that painting.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
But yesterday, a judge in Brooklyn fined the man just $250, calling his offense a crime not of hate, but of love. The judge then set the man free on the condition that he and his paint don't go anywhere near the Brooklyn Museum.
So that was okay because he was showing his love.
His love for the Virgin Mary. The judge was convinced of that and let him go.
Yeah, see, paint one thing, feces another.
Right, I understand. Paint love,
feces hate.
I understand, but the guy didn't get in trouble because he was throwing his feces because they believed that it was a form of love.
The painting had the feces on it, and the guy hated the painting,
right,
but was showing his love for the Virgin Mary.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Go. Paint for paint, as the judge said.
I could sit on the circuit court.
Yes, you could.
I was a little confused. Buzz, just one more, please.
Well, Michael Gelman's wife is having a baby.
Oh, come on.
The producer of Live with Regis announced on the show today he's going to be a father. His new wife, Lori's due at the end of April. Regis predicts the baby will be a girl because he says the dominant one in the relationship determines the sex of the baby.
And the baby looks just like Regis. It'll be a little Regis, a little wrinkly, raisiny Regis.
Like mini-me. How are you? Hey, great to be here. Boy, I love being here in this incubator. Thank you.
You
it's time for a call 100 now. Oh, we've got another DVD copy of MI2. Lies straight ahead if you are the 100th caller. Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, put the lock button down on the walkie-talkie and put it next to the TV so I can listen to the late game.
Okay, sure.
I want to go to Hermosa Beach. They have the cleanest water.
Well, Sammy will take care of that, won't you now, buddy?
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game between the...
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasm, the Don and Mike Show.
There it was. 4 seconds on yes dear.
There you go.
I got $700 though.
That's good money.
Joke's on them. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Denver quarterback Brian Griese is expected to miss at least 3 games thanks to a separated shoulder. He got hurt Monday night against Oakland. The owner of the Broncos says Greasy could be out of action, quote, for a significant period of time.
Maybe he can wrap it in his fur coat. That queer coat that Pat Bowlen wears on the sideline.
That is the Slicky Boy owner of Slicky Boy. I mean, he even eclipses Jerry Jones, I
yes,
think.
Yes, he does. Yeah,
absolutely.
Greasy will be replaced by Gus Frerotte, by the way.
Good luck, Broncos.
And Broncos guard Mark Schlereth is out for the season.
Stinky.
The 34-year-old is being placed on injured reserve and will have that 15th surgery on his knee.
You know, what is this guy going to be like at 60?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, he's a friend of this. He's a friend of this show.
He's going to be dead at 60.
Amazing.
We're not on in Denver, are we?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, then let me just say he's going to be dead at 50.
Schlereth says he hasn't decided whether to retire.
Do you know he's had 15 since he's been a Bronco?
Wow.
I mean, total number of surgeries he's had.
It's amazing. I mean, knee, and mostly with the knee.
Yeah, 25 or 30, some crazy number like that.
Rob, how many have you had? Yeah, knees. Just surgeries in general.
Like 40, but these are fake now. These are fine. These are steel. I'm solid. Come on, hit me hard as you can.
They're iron.
For the third time this season, the Pittsburgh Steelers have been told by the NFL that an official blew a call in a game they ultimately lost. The most recent goof came in last Sunday's game against Philadelphia. The bad call involved an onside kick. And finally, earlier this week, a man stopped at a security checkpoint was detained briefly by Chicago police for having a shotgun in the trunk of his car. Police were on alert because of the big United Jewish Communities convention that was underway in Chicago. The man said he didn't know anything about the shotgun, that he'd just borrowed the car from a friend because his was in the shop. That man was 82-year-old Paul Harvey. And now you know the rest of the story. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! No! That's it, gotta go. Listen, tomorrow we will finish our trolley for strip trivia.
Yes, with the guys. Takes about 15 seconds.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We got a couple more girls. Then we will finish up the side for the guys. Also tomorrow on the show, Lou Ferrigno.
Yay!
Lou Ferrigno's coming back. Nancy, Jim Nance, wearing his pretty dress from the NFL on CBS. And we'll have the brand-new low-budget job party, all of that on tomorrow's episode.
All right.
That's it. We got to go. We will see you. Bad time now for a call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm 100.
What?
I'm calling 100.
You know, he's very assertive, even though he's got a bad cell phone.
Yeah, you win. What's your name? Pardon me?
He said his name and then yeehaw.
Whoever you are.
I'm John.
You've won the Mission Impossible 2 prize pack, including the collector's DVD copy of MI2 on DVD. Right, Mission Impossible 2 now available at Blockbuster. Blockbuster Montreal, bringing entertainment home. But wait, there's more. You've also won a pair of ringside seats to WCW Starrcade 2000.
Cool.
MCI Center, December 17th. Watch all the famous wrestlers, Goldberg, Booker T, Diamond Dallas Page, and other WCW stars rock the MCI Center. For tickets, call 202-432-SEATS. Also should mention Friday, Strip Trivia. Before we play Strip Trivia Friday, Diamond Dallas Page will be in studio with us.
Diamond Dallas Page.
You know, people love it when the wrestlers are on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Very much.
Thank you.
You're
very welcome. Thanks. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
My friend.
Please, throw your Santa Claus hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might make it after all.
I thought you were going to hug me.
Yeah, keep pushing for that.
That was very efficient. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Auf Wiedersehen.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.